You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This weekend, big, big show. Gotham Comedy Club, January 31st, February 1st, February 2nd, New York City. I got a special guest on the show.
Amy Schumer.
And Joe List will be emceeing the whole weekend. So this weekend, big show, Gotham Comedy Club, the 31st, 1st, and 2nd. So make sure you come down, get your tickets now, tell a friend, grab your girl, get that shit now. It's going to be crazy. And the special guest who's featuring...
Amy Schumer.
Should be fucking headlining. Okay, so it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Gotham Comedy Club this weekend. Get your tickets now. I want to really send a big, huge congratulations out to Mad Scientist Party Hour and the Bailey J Show for their 100th episode. They both hit 100. It's amazing. Congratulations. You guys are awesome. If you haven't heard their show yet, go over there. Go to Riotcast, get the app, or go to .com, or go to iTunes and download their shows. Hilarious. Very interesting, unique fucking humor. Not the same old, same old. So congratulations to you guys. You, Bailey J, Matt, you guys are all great. And that's it from your boy, Bob. Okay, intro for Baby Juice AIDS goes a little something like this. This one's a fucking crazy, crazy show. I got no fucking bad mood. I don't know if it's the stress or the baby or whatever. I snapped a little on a couple people here and there. You know, whatever. It's what I do. I don't know. People bug me and it fucking, I just say it. So, but it was, you know, it was pretty, I had 9 people on the show, which I don't advise to anybody podcasting. Don't have 9 people on. It's too much. Kelly Festuca wound up showing up at the end of it from a 24-hour journey back from Shittsville, the Gold Coast. All right. So she pops up. It was good to see her. Dylan from Laughspin online came in. We had Paul Verzi, who I love. We had, shit. God damn it. Who else? Harris, Dan Soda, Joe List. We had Louis J. Gomez came in with some fresh breast milk. And need I say more? It's a little crazy episode. It went all over the place. I originally wanted to talk about having babies and blah, blah, blah. But, of course, it went to assholes and dicks and shit. I don't know. Enjoy this one, man. This is, I don't know if this is, you know, if you're going to like it or not. I don't know. At the end of it, I didn't know. You know, some of them I know are just fucking, oh, my God, this is a great show. This one I know is a great podcast. But, you know, I was a little moody. And sometimes you're a little moody, you really can't tell what's up or how good you did. So, Baby Juice AIDS, enjoy.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo, dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude? You suck. You suck. You suck. You
Dylan, first of all, I love your hair. You
yes.
understand? Your hair is the shit. You have this fucking beautiful, curly mess of awesomeness on top of your head.
Right.
And all you have to do is just shower.
I do shower. I shower all right. every day. I just
shampoo
I just don't
it.
Shampoo it every day.
Why?
Because
you know, good, your hair would smell. I'd love to just come up behind you.
My hair still smells okay.
I only shampoo like once a week.
Yeah, you really shouldn't.
Yeah, it's not good for you. And it makes into like human product. You can. It's like fucking mousse.
Okay, so your hair, because it's so long.
Yeah.
Can you push that mic down so I can see your face, please? Lewis's mic.
Oh.
I just want to see you. I'll push it up, whatever. There
hey,
you go.
Baby.
So you... Really? You just fucking... If you don't shampoo it, it gets knotty.
Correct. Yeah, if you have naturally curly hair,
which I did.
That's all dreads are. All dreads are is when you do not shampoo your hair.
They're just so dirty, though. They get so smelly.
No, they're really not, because I rinse them. Because I rinse them with hot water with lots of force, and I get in there, and I scrub it all. There's really no...
You know what you should do? You should fucking do a small mohawk. Shave the sides, do the mohawk, grow some sideburns, and you're going to look badass.
Yeah?
Yeah, you look great. I'm not a fan of fucking side of dreadlocks.
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't want you to look fucking dirty.
I didn't consciously say to myself, "I'm gonna get dreadlocks."
Are you a hippie?
Meaning what?
Have you ever had an abortion?
I've had six.
Can you get that? You've had six?
Really? I've never been pregnant, on account of I'm male.
Have you ever had an Well, yeah, but it's when you have an abortion. That's a very liberal thing to say, by the way. When you have an abortion, you're part of it. If you and a girl fuck and you're going to kill the baby.
I never had an abortion.
You're
part of it. That's not her choice. That's her choice. Ultimately, yes.
Right.
If she says, fuck you, I'm keeping it, you're dealing with that. But
I've never dated anybody I've never been with somebody who had an abortion.
You never murdered a baby.
No.
But what would happen? What do you say if is this like?
We're on. Oh. I'm not waiting for people anymore. I just hit record.
But what would
6 o'clock rolled? We and him were talking, and I roll. Whether it's interesting or not, rolling.
Let me ask you this: what happens?
Please ask me,
what
Paul.
If you get her pregnant, she goes, "I'm getting rid of it."
Hi,
you're
Dan.
Like, I don't want you to get rid of it. She goes, "I'm getting rid of it."
You're
like, "No, I don't."
Show me a guy that would fucking do it. Show me a guy.
What's up, man?
What's up, Paris?
Oh, shit.
All right, don't get ghetto. All right, you were just white. Now you turn fucking ghetto. All right? Don't get ghetto because Harris showed up.
We just talked on the phone.
Yeah, but we're still very white in this room.
You just did a Carson Daly.
You can still... Yeah, exactly. Fucking Verzi. Really
just
disappointed.
It's good to see you, man.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to turn black because you just talked to a black guy.
What's up, man?
Yo, what's up, son?
No, I didn't
say that. Dude, you were 1 second ago from, come on, son.
No, but here's my question. If you get a girl pregnant...
I'm glad you're white again. Go ahead.
If you get a girl... I just said, what's up, man?
Harris, how you doing,
good
buddy?
Good to see you, buddy. What's up, Dan?
Hey, everybody.
If you get a girl pregnant, right?
Yes.
And you really love her. And she goes, I can't keep this. I'm not keeping this.
So she says, I'm not keeping the baby.
You know what? I got a career.
You have no choice because it's her body. It ultimately comes down to her.
Sure.
It ultimately goes, look.
Right.
It's ultimately her choice. It's her body. But if you decide to get one... You got one with her. You're with her. You're going with her. Hopefully you're not a fucking scumbag. You put her in a fucking black limo. Here. Go ahead. Drop her off over at the fucking
clinic. I'm not taking that ride on my conscience.
That's scummy.
Why,
you've done that?
You put a girl in a black limo. That's like a scumbag. It doesn't do anything.
What's the limo for? An abortion!
It's kind of nice.
Dude, it's not nice if you don't go with her.
I know, but you're going to play Call of Duty.
You're going to play Call of Duty while you fucking send her off, so you got her a ride.
I'm not going with her.
Maybe you stay home.
I'm not going with her if I really want it.
Maybe you stay home
and
cry.
If I really want it, and she goes, no, and I go, but I love you, and we're in this together, and she says, no, but I got a career, I don't want it. I'm not going for that. I'm going, you'd put that on your conscience, not on mine.
So you're going to make her go by herself?
Yeah, absolutely.
And kill the
baby. I would never be done with her.
Have you ever had one?
And I would be done with her, no.
Why?
I've never had.
Is it a moral thing or?
Oh no!
He likes his babies.
No, I just got.
Black people, you don't. All right, you guys just have kids.
They do.
Yeah, because you guys, there's so much more into it than you.
I had my first kid 3 years ago. I'm 36 years old.
Hang on 1 second. This is Rob Sprantz. Rob, what did you do to the fucking sound?
Change
anything? Huh? Oh, he's on the train, so he has to whisper. Hang on. Go ahead. Talk. Go ahead. Hello.
So abortions, huh?
Oh yeah, man. Gotta have them. Abortions.
We got Wait, some so making the, up to do later in this podcast. We're down two touchdowns in the first quarter right now.
So you're getting blown out.
So Dan, let me ask you this then, and Joe, all you guys, Dylan, Harris, if you were with a girl and you really loved her, it was a serious thing, you were with her for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And all of a sudden she tells you, I'm pregnant. You kind of get excited that you're gonna have a child with this person that you love, and she goes, listen.
I don't at all.
I'm not keeping it.
Hang on 1 second. Did you get me a coffee?
She makes. Oh,
you didn't tell
decision.
Me to get you a coffee.
Go look at your phone.
Oh shoot.
Oh boy.
Ah shit.
Yeah, fuck you. I know how texts work, you asshole.
I didn't see it till now.
This motherfucker.
I didn't see it.
This cocksucker just pulled the fucking fat chick move.
I didn't.
I didn't
pull
see
the fat
your
chick
fucking
move.
I don't need a water. I needed a coffee. You
have
fucking
Gomez get
cocksuck.
It. Bobby, you need
Yeah, is Gomez coming?
He was down. Listen, Joe, look at me. He's downstairs. I'm downstairs getting a coffee. Literally the second his text comes in. I get me one too. Yeah, exactly. Just admit
I didn't
it.
See it.
Be
I
a man.
I swear
be
to God.
Man.
I swear to God.
Be a man.
God.
Listen, I'll respect you more. You're lying. I know when you're lying.
Harris, did I look
I
at my
know,
phone?
I know when
you're
lying.
Lying.
Tell you what, in 2013, petty is not on your list of not things not to do. It's just fuck. It's just coffee, Bobby.
Wow, you bring this show
wow.
to a screeching
wow.
halt.
See, he knows
Where's
he's
the
lying.
Bandana?
He said, Harris, help me out.
No, I said, Harris, did I check
I'm gonna
my phone?
I'm going to lie.
I checked my phone
and
between
you go with
he did
it.
Check his phone.
You come up with some petty
I did not
New
see
Year
Don't
nonsense.
Talk over Joe. Joe's on my side. Joe, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It's not
I know
on your side.
Would you like
just,
me to go
I'm
get you one?
No, I don't want you to get me one now because now you're the fucking victim. Well, now I want to be the victim.
Wait,
I'm going to fucking stay the victim of shitty friendship. That's Listen, what I'm going to do.
I did just, not see it.
Can I just bring something up?
Yes, sir.
You knew I was at Coffee Bean.
Yeah.
You could have asked me to get you a coffee.
Is Coffee Bean the one on the end?
First of all,
on McDougal and Bleecker, yeah.
I was there too.
Okay, here we go. Let's just deal with this. I didn't want a coffee when you were there.
Okay.
I didn't ask for a coffee.
Okay.
Which so you're fucking sticking up for Dan doesn't make sense.
I'm not sticking up for anybody.
In some fucked up way you are, you cocksucker.
I did not see the text. Hang on. I swear to
the
God.
The root problem is Dan's a bad guy, and it does sound weird, by the way.
It does. A little
really?
Tinny. Little tinny.
It's a bit tinny.
Why are you down two touchdowns, Joe?
No, I'm saying that the pot.
Coffee.
We had a rough start.
Really?
It was all over the
oh,
place.
Oh, congratulations,
weird...
Dan. 49ers, congrats to
you. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
There was, some, too, yeah. there was some hair talk. There was some abortion talk. None of it got solved.
Well, I still got to, you guys got to answer that question because I wouldn't do it.
I would never get excited to have a kid. That would be my problem. Unless it was planned.
No, but if this girl, if you did love the girl and she had it and she was pregnant and she's like, I'm getting rid of it. And you were like, listen, like, I love, like, why? And she's like, oh, my career right now, I can't do it. And it was a really big problem for you. I don't know if I would be able to just, first of all, I think that it would end the relationship.
Absolutely.
Especially if it was, but I don't think I could go there and like console her, especially since it was totally against, I mean, it depends, but that would be tough, dude.
I don't know.
I don't think she could expect you to go there. I think she'd have to be understanding and find some other emotional support to
yeah,
go
like
with her.
I would be very
yeah.
supportive.
She had to
I'd
find
like,
something because she decided to let you go inside of her without a condom.
Thank
so
you.
She's partly responsible
that's,
for.
That's what I think.
You can't just tell the other guy, hey, I don't care what you think.
I
mean,
like,
kill
like
it.
That consequence, like, I mean, dude, like even when I used to just have a like, even with my wife, when I knew and I would like do that. That's so fucking. You're all in, dude. Like when you do that and the female lets you do that, you're all in and you have to know there's another life that's coming from this. Yeah. It's not like, oh, we're rolling the dice and if it happens, like you can't do that.
I don't know right. if I have that deep it. Of thoughts when you're coming to a girl. You're like,
oh.
life! Ah, oh, this is life.
I'm
well,
like,
dude,
I do.
You do when you're
how
married.
How many kids do you have?
No, but even when I was in
I'm the Sean
my
Kemp
high school,
of comedy.
Well, you've been lucky. All you do is bussing girls and not worry about it.
come on, fingers crossed.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think about that. Like that's I'm just like, oh, this is you're in deep because that's it.
Yeah.
Once that releases, it's over.
Paul's a good guy. He goes to church every Sunday.
By the way, the first time I assume you tried to have your kids?
Yeah.
The first time you did that on purpose, was it the most fucked up feeling ever?
Well, the crazy thing is, and some of my friends who tried for a long time hate me for this, but both children I did on the first time.
Nice.
Wow. Nicely done.
Yeah. You're one take version.
Yeah.
But I mean, you spend your whole life
you
trying
do that with a fucking industry audition. You're the exact
Come back
opposite.
Singing.
Sorry, I'm back. I'm sorry, guys.
Bobby had a fake phone call. He was actually writing behind the curtain.
he's got a fucking
Bobby, why do you
tab
have,
cards.
Why do you have Vin Diesel behind? A poster of Vin Diesel behind.
It's good for radio. fucking good visual joke for radio. You fucking hat wearing fool. You look like a cat burglar.
What kind of insult was that?
Hat wearing fool.
That was set up for the cat burglar line. Settle down. You stepped on the cat burglar line with your fucking whiny voice. You
that's
coffee
not what cat
cocksucker.
Burglars are dressed like.
That's
though.
What they used to dress like back in the day on the job. Then he put a little mask
no,
on.
No, it's more of a guy. He looks more like a. He's got like a Tommy gun hanging out the side
13
of a
outside?
You know, suicide door.
So you're getting back at Harris this for making more visual jokes on radio.
Huh?
You're getting back at him by making more visual jokes.
Wow, Dylan really is on me. You know what, Dylan? I'm going to attack your fucking dirty hair again. Listen.
Go ahead, let's go. Let's do it.
I'm sorry, Verzi, but I jumped in and I heard you say that you had babies right out the gate.
No, we were talking about how when a girl lets you come in her, and then she wants to, and then she wants to.
A girl that you're dating,
sure enough for this.
Yeah.
Not one you're raping.
right. No, we're just talking about like you're
Jesus.
Harris made a good point. Like you're dating a girl, you love her,
she loves you. I'll be the judge of that.
Harris never said that.
No.
You're turning him into a pussy. Let him talk, he'll say what I said.
No, I said, you know, you love the girl, she loves you. You have sex, and all of a sudden she goes.
When you're talking about what
it.
You and Harris talked about, do it more ghetto.
I'm not having.
I'm from South Carolina.
I'm not having it. You go, but I wanted to, and he just said, yeah, but she knew the consequences of when you. That's a big act.
Yeah, she allowed you to go inside her without a bag. So.
Yeah, but look, if you can come in women, okay, and not most of the time you can come in a woman and not get her pregnant. Yeah. 99% of the time you can drop your fucking load in her fucking vag, and nothing happens. There's one day out of fucking 1 month that she ovulates and the egg is fertile enough to be fucking have the sperm come up that fucking huge canal of and inside and make it go down. All the other days you can drop your load in her.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
But she might like you coming in her. She might be into that. She might. What are you going?
I'm going to open the door.
Oh,
and possibly leave.
To me, anytime you come in a girl, she
that's
could
a good point, though.
Even though I know factually you're right, but would you risk your life with that statistic?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I think there's
risk
more,
my life.
You're saying risk that one
risk
day,
that
like
one
you just
day,
deal with her that day. Like, you don't know.
All right, let's say you smoke crack. Now, one day you could die. Would you go? I'm gonna try it.
If I love crack. Fuck yeah. Crack people kind of do that. I think that's.
They do.
That's,
they
I think
do.
They do.
The whole addiction works.
Dude, if you love jumping out of airplanes with no parachute, would you risk.
Well, I'm just saying. That one chance.
I should have stuck with the crack. Who's that?
I don't know.
I invited a lot of people. There he is.
Yay.
He's got a very. He's got a present for everybody today, too. Gomez, you're right in the middle over here, okay?
The fattest guy in the room in between two people.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, that's why I put the two skinniest guys almost.
Fattest guy in the room.
And the...
See Bobby?
So anyways, I mean, you don't believe in abortion.
Okay. No, I believe in a choice.
Yeah, I believe in... Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, I believe in a choice.
Absolutely.
I just don't think it should be used... Like, I knew of a girl that had, like, 8 of them.
No, Jesus what? Christ.
Yeah. I knew of a girl. I knew of a girl who literally used it as birth control, and I'm against that.
Birth control.
Well, she
a lot
got the other five illegal because after the water, you can't get anymore.
She did it. She
is
did
that
it.
Right?
Yeah,
she,
you can't just like get a video 10 abortions.
It's like the Bill Russell.
You're a fucking serial killer. Stop.
She's the. No.
What is there? A fucking. There's a wanted poster.
No, you get your card stamped.
Yeah. I mean, how do they know how many abortions you got?
I don't know, but it's. I know it's illegal to have.
Well, you
a certain
can't.
Amount.
This is not illegal.
Well, I remember this
you
girl
can't
in high
have
school
10 abortions.
And her friends. I remember her friends were like, "Yeah, she's
not in a year.
She's done it multiple times, and she was using it as birth control." And I'm against that. Like, fuck that, dude. Like, anybody's like, oh, it's a
that
choice. Yeah, it's a choice, but
control.
Don't fucking do that.
Was she white?
Really?
But, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Sound like a black move.
Jesus, Harris.
Dumbass girl was doing that. I don't use condom. I just get abortions. Like, what the fuck?
She must have been very fertile, too.
Yeah, I mean, first
eight.
Of all.
By how old? How old did she?
Did you have? So you
had to be in her early 20s.
How do you know she got 8 abortions?
Well, I mean, listen, I knew.
I am listening. I have headphones on.
I knew.
My headphones barely work, by the way.
Turn them up.
He did them in the green room at the stand.
Turn them up all the way, stupid.
I can't hear my mic. Is my mic all right?
I was very close.
Rob fucked the sound up on me, guys. I apologize. I don't know what he did. He uses, just to announce it real quick, these are now the Riotcast studios, because Glory Hole moved in here too, so they're going to be doing their show there. We might have other shows move in here.
Hammerfisting?
Let's slow roll on that. I need your fucking savage friends.
Wait,
this
in is going to be everyone's studio now?
No, it's my studio, but Rob's studio is here too. He's doing it on Thursdays.
Joe, you do nothing. You don't act like you have any fucking say in any of this.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, Lewis.
Lewis came out swinging.
What?
Wow.
Some of this?
Wow.
You're like the factory worker that just comes home and starts beating his wife for no reason.
Lewis, the Puerto Rican.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Just comes home.
Or he's just Lewis J. Gomez. We're the last dude.
Yeah.
Real
I thought being
dude.
The funny one was important. I'm sorry.
Oh. If it was, Dan would be important.
Oh.
I don't know.
That was posed as a zing, but a really nice thing
yeah,
to
yeah, I was like, oh, thank you.
He, yeah, he.
Yeah. Look at you over there being fucking funny.
No. Joe's positive zingers.
Jesus Christ. So anyways, I'm sorry. He changed the sound. He did something to the fucking thing.
I can't hear anybody out of my head.
This is what's killing me, is that he said he didn't do anything. I just talked to him. I didn't do anything. I didn't touch anything. Yeah, you fucking did. I've done this show. How many times have you come in here?
Millions.
And everything's fine.
And millions
of podcasts.
Oh, you fucking twat.
Here's what we do. We all hide in here until he comes in to do his podcast, then we jump him.
Right, anyways.
Pillowcase is full of soap.
If ever there was one for the sound to be off, I mean, this has kind of been a dud so far.
Did you turn your headphone, your volume, did you turn it up over there, Joe?
I turned it up. I just turned it down because Lewis put it on fucking Back to the Future volume.
I'm sorry if you have to.
Whoa, that worked for mine.
Okay,
we're good. Now turn yours down.
That worked for everybody's.
Oh, Jesus.
But that one on the end is the master volume for the headphones.
Oh.
And I just figured that out.
Lewis is a scientist.
Dr. Gomez, what's up?
It's Science Hour with Lewis Gomez.
His genes from his baby interacted with his dumbness.
Dr. Gomez, what are two things you've never heard together?
All right. Joe's still off.
Headlining.
He threw me off. He came in here. He karate chopped in the neck.
Headlining Joe List, everybody. Give it up for your headliner, Joe List. Those are two things we've never heard.
Now I can't hear. You've never been to the Comedy Works in Montreal.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Or the Brouhaha in Hartford.
No.
Or maybe even Caroline's on Broadway.
Ooh.
Speaking of which, does anyone want to headline Caroline's? They're giving them away.
That's my biggest accomplishment.
You need eight people.
So, anywho, all right, thank you for fixing that, Lewis.
Welcome.
He just smashed his fist into it. Like a clumsy Fonz. He just smashed it.
That's how I got my girl pregnant.
I can believe that.
We were just talking about that.
Well, I acquired all you guys for this podcast. Paul, Lewis, Dylan, Harris. No, I'm kidding. And you guys I wanted on because you're not. You're totally the other spectrum. But we all have kids I'm having a kid.
Right.
And you guys don't. And you guys are on the other spectrum where you want, that's the last thing in the world you want.
Yeah. Oh, there's no way I want a child.
The last thing I want is like, you know, cancer.
Yeah, I would say last thing is death.
A kid before I take cancer.
So you'd take a kid before cancer?
I would take a kid before
cancer. What kind of cancer are we talking?
I was just going to say, there's a lot of cancer that you can beat.
Cut a nut off.
Yeah, we're talking that time.
Really? You would lose a nut over a kid?
I mean, a kid is forever.
I mean, I'll take a kid over both my balls. I'll take a kid.
Yeah, but then one.
You don't have to worry about
cancer.
You don't have to worry
about
kid
over cancer.
I've seen your balls. I'd actually take the cancer.
My balls are gross.
I'd fix them.
I got real turkey neck balls.
Yeah, losing one of your nuts would actually be beneficial for you and the women you fuck.
I think it would just slim it down and look like an empty garbage bag.
What were you going to say, Paul?
No, I was going to say, so many dudes, and that's nothing against, you know, Joe or Dan, but so many dudes are like, fuck that. I would never do that. And like, you know, when you're coming up in the business, it's tough. And then you have it, and you're like, what the fuck was I, like not having this?
Yeah, boom, 10 minutes of material, instantly, done.
Way more people have kids that shouldn't have kids.
That's true.
Than people that don't have kids that should have kids.
That's definitely true.
Can you say that again?
There's a lot more people that have kids. where the fuck?
What is happening here right now?
Well, Dylan, how many kids you got?
I've got two now.
How many kids you got?
What, stepson count?
Nope.
One.
You have a stepson?
Yeah, he's 18.
How is that? You have an 18-year-old stepson?
Yeah. Wait, no, he wasn't 18 when I.
Harris is 50. That's understand.
That's actually called a friend.
No, he was. Yeah. He wasn't 18 when I first met him.
How old was he?
I don't remember. Six.
Six?
Yeah.
So you've been his dad his whole life?
No, he has a real dad that comes by.
What are you?
Speaks Dutch every once in a while. Huh?
Oh, yes. She married. It's a Dutch black dude or a Dutch white dude?
Dutch black dude.
Really? They're not. Those are fucking. Those guys are fucking.
Those are from Africa, actually. All the Dutch black guys, they're like Surinamian. All the dudes that live over there.
South America.
Yeah. Lewis is killing it with the facts.
You're fixing audio. You have facts from the Netherlands. What the fuck?
And he was wrong in South America.
No.
Geographically.
You're right. It's South America. I was way
South
wrong
America or South
I went
Africa?
To the Netherlands to smoke a lot of weed. And in the fourth grade, I did a report on Suriname.
Right.
And, I met these Surinamian guys while I was really high. And I was like, hey, man, is it true that you guys like export bananas? And he got really offended because I fucking brought up their exports.
Yeah, you could use the word banana.
And your guys and you asked a black guy about a banana. So that
you don't go up to black guys.
Like, hey, where you at in the world? Black guys are bananas. They don't want to fucking talk about it.
Yo, man, do you export bananas? And do you chase white chicks through the jungle? What the fuck's wrong with you?
And I love Santa Claus.
And I don't like your stoner voice. It's no different than your regular voice.
What?
Don't fake another voice. Hey, man, that's your voice. Don't do our impression
of
you.
That was his high voice.
I think I would look. I never wanted a fucking kid at all. The last thing I wanted.
And he did not want you.
I didn't particularly want one.
I never wanted one. And then all of a sudden, something happens. Something fucking weird happens in your brain. You have to have a girl like that you love, you give a shit about. But then something happens. You're like, why am I with you if we're not going to do this? If we're going to stay together, right. I don't know if I want to be that couple, that selfish couple that's in their 50, 55, and they're still traveling the world together because they have nothing to tie them down.
I always have a pair of clean slacks.
But there's enough kids. Why they got to be selfish? Because they just want to chill by themselves without having a fucking kid.
I think you're here.
Enough people in the world anyway.
And it's a scary, scary world. It's dangerous.
At some point, you're doing a disservice. Shit anyway, but another junkie.
It's not fucking. It's not dangerous or scary. It's fine.
Yeah, Joe, where the fuck do you live, buddy?
It's pretty dangerous and scary. You ever read about climate change, war,
it is very
poverty,
dangerous and scary,
the economy?
Yeah.
They've had that for fucking 100 years.
He's not thinking about that. He don't care if his son goes to school in a life jacket because of global warming. Global warming.
You know what?
Do we all huff paint before this
Listen
podcast?
To me.
And you're not
listen
giving a fuck?
Listen to me. Fuck you, that stink. Why is nobody... This is what sucks about you and you and you is I have a fucking new guy on and he has a fucking a stinker
it
and you just
stink.
You look at each other. Now your life jacket on? That fucking blue.
Well, he can't take
Joe.
That blue.
Just blow. Fucking show! I want to kick you out of the fucking show.
I'm just so uneducated with global warming that I didn't know.
Dude,
if you made
you're
a point.
Off the hook. I know that you like fucking. You guys,
when the polar ice caps melt and Brooklyn's underwater, you gonna take a school bus?
But that was pretty abstract, dude.
Yeah, no, you're a wordy fucking asshole. I'll say it, and your jokes stink. And don't look at me like you're trying to be serious.
That was true.
I'm gonna fucking hit you.
If the polar ice caps melt and Brooklyn's underwater,
oh god, I'm gonna fucking explode. I'm gonna fucking implode, Joe.
Is my brother in my black people.
You better be you.
I'm being me. What are you talking about?
I was making his point.
I got Lewis yelling at Joe. I got Harris talking about God best. Knows what.
Yeah, you should get more.
Yeah, nobody's intimidated by Harris Stanton. Let's get fucking real.
You should get more.
Stop being intimidating everybody.
Thank you, Lewis, for finally fucking
saying
it.
No, don't amp him up. Who the fuck is this guy?
Let me ask you a question, Bobby. What when you say something?
That's Dylan from Left.
I never met him before.
Who's, oh, there you go.
Who's
you see how his tone changed? He can do something for me. I never met him before.
No, what are you Kenny, from, you said laugh.
Nobody can do anything for me.
Nobody's going to laugh at my shit. Let's get real.
Nobody.
So when you said something changed in you, I'm interested to know what exactly, what changed in you? Is it that you wanted a friend?
The fear of... the fear of
enjoying your 50s.
The fear of taking care of something else other than yourself.
Right.
The fear of you'll be less funny the more human you get.
Yeah.
All those fears go away because you actually realize it has nothing to do with my career, whether I succeed or not. Mm-hmm. If I fall in love with a woman, if I move in with a woman, if I have a child. It has nothing to. I can control what I do,
right,
with my creativity at this point of the game.
So it doesn't scare you anymore.
It didn't scare me anymore. Where I was like, you know what? We're together. I love you. Let's have a baby. Let's fuck for the reason we're supposed to fuck,
right,
and make a life and have something to leave behind from us.
Right. I hope it's not your baby.
What about your albums?
They're not that good. Robert Kelly live in just the tip.
No, you know what it is? We're so fucking narcissist. Comedians are so fucking narcissistic, and you just said having to take care of something else. And Harris, I remember one time you were like, yeah, like sometimes you go on the road and people say you miss your kids. I gotta be honest with you. Like the first couple of days, you don't. You fucking don't. And I said, like, a comedian with kids are the only people in the world who look forward to Vegas for the fucking rest. Like, you go to fucking Vegas, dude, and I'm like, I'm sleeping for a week.
And it's the pussy. Don't forget the pussy.
But listen.
The legal pussy.
One kid, and I don't mean any offense to anybody, one kid, but one kid compared to two is a fucking joke. One kid is a fucking joke. Today I had both of them. I wanted to fucking scream and go, shut the fuck. And I love my daughter, the most beautiful thing. Crying. I want to fucking nap.
Right.
I want to nap. I'm laying down. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. When you have one kid, it's.
What'd you say?
I said, she's all right.
Yeah. When you have one kid, it's pretty intense. But once you have your second, it's not doubly as difficult. It's like quadruple. It's
One is one.
I'm not having two. And this whole only child thing, suck a dick. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Trust me. He's gonna have.
Yeah, you say that now,
no
dude.
No chance.
What?
You say that now.
I'm still have two.
Something else changes inside of you, and you want another one.
I got money on it. Says you have two.
You may have so much fucking fun, and then like when he or she's two or three, go. You know what? Fucking one more. It's,
but
your wife might have
four breasts. Maybe you should have four kids. Yeah. List is really picking up the slack.
Thank God.
He is driving the lane. Going. He's.
I don't like this serious conversation that we're all having.
Well, you
can take care of that if you say something funny, asshole. Oh, what do you think?
You have to get real, bro.
Well, there's no rules to speak. You can't. Like, we're talking serious. Don't be funny. Be funny, cocksucker.
Yeah, like my four tits joke. Remember?
That was hilarious.
By the way, it wasn't even that funny. It's just nothing else was funny. That was a little bit funny.
Lewis and Joe, I mean, there's a beef going. I don't know where this is.
There's a vibe going. First of all, there's a vibe going on, and I think, and plus having Harris here, he's making everybody uncomfortable.
But we have our interpreter, Paul Verzey. He's like, yo, man, we're talking about straight climate change, son.
Yo,
straight climate change. For real, though, he says he feels comfortable. He says he feels comfortable.
Yo,
all right, hold on. Hey, you guys, he's cool.
With that man, when he was trying to prolificate.
Yo, you misheard the life jacket joke.
I'm not the only one.
The life jacket joke. In reality, it was about the streets.
We all need a life jacket.
That's like protection from the shit going on in the streets.
All right, we're back.
Dan sounds blacker than Harris.
Yeah, I did it. I did it, Dad.
Thank you, son.
Man of four voices.
That's
bullshit. You have five.
You're right. I'm six and a half. That six sounds just half. Like a different version of my four tits joke. I think, all right. Can I get another Coke?
Wow.
And a bandana?
The bomb bandana. By the way, did you see one of the fans, Manny Sanchez? Yeah. He said we should have a different thing for a flat tire.
Yeah, we should. A punch in the face.
You have to kiss Kelly in the mouth.
Oh, gross.
Harris,
yeah.
Now having this other kid, you have to support this other kid too, right?
Occasionally.
Whoa. Does the father help out?
Yeah, he does. Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's actually... Okay.
Ryan speaks to him. He speaks to him all the time.
Okay, so here's the thing. Lewis brought in. We're going to do a little...
Way to get distracted when you ask the serious question to Harris. Like, so what's the relationship between you and your stepson's father? He's like, all right. Did you just hear a bag being rustled around?
We're going to do a little taste test today.
Oh, I forgot about this.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It's
breast milk?
Breast milk?
I've already tasted it.
One's almond milk, one's breast milk, and one's 2% milk.
One's almond milk. Listen to me.
One of them might be my cum, though.
Listen to me.
Yeah, I don't like to come like that.
No, you didn't.
I just became lacto intolerant.
One is breast milk.
Hold on. Dude,
I'm telling you right now. If I sip
breast
milk, I'm not even fucking around. If I sip breast milk, I'm going to throw up in here.
Why?
Good.
But you don't know what breast milk tastes like.
I'm going to know.
I know. Looks like
you've tasted it.
Absolutely.
I like that Dylan said it almost like it's like his thing.
Dylan snorts it.
It's delicious.
I also like that Bobby put a K into breast milk.
Breast milk.
Breast milk.
Breast
milk. He's sitting next to Harris.
I'm not drinking no goddamn titty milk.
I want that isolated.
I love that he turned into Sam Jackson.
Time out, Harris. You won't drink breast milk when you have girls spit in your hand and you slurp it up.
That's different.
What?
That's different.
I'm sorry. Stop.
Oh yeah, you didn't know.
Stop.
Harris, the fucking lunatic.
Hang on. Stop, Harris. What? Yes. What the fuck are you talking about?
I just like a little spit in my mouth from time
Who
to time.
Who spit?
Oh.
You don't know this.
No. Oh. Why do you? Where was I?
He's very open.
Because
I'm the one spitting in his
hot
mouth.
Hot whores.
What?
Hot whores.
Wait a minute. You know this is being recorded.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So you're okay with that?
I'm okay.
Dude, you look like you're holding cum samples, dude. It's freaking me the fuck out, dude. That is freaking me out, man.
It's
what
milk, man. It's the life of the fucking
earth. I just
saw
Paul gag because you're holding titty milk in your hand.
We don't know which one's titty milk, man.
Where did you get that from, dude?
His wife's tit.
My girl.
It's girl's tit.
We're all going to take a sip.
I want your girl's tit milk.
Yeah, dude.
She doesn't even know I got it.
Her spit is fine, but not her fucking
if you. So wait a minute. Stop. So a girl spits in her hand.
No, not in her hand.
What does she do?
In your hand.
In my mouth.
She spits in your mouth.
On my drink.
What's so weird about that?
Why you drink?
Because it's... I don't know.
No, he said it's drank.
So
Lewis,
so,
oof, put that bandana on, Lou.
Yeah, give that.
You him. Laughed. You can't say bandana
because I laughed because it was a whiff.
Harris,
it's the same.
Swing-a-miss.
It's Harris. Impressive yes. when people strike out sometimes.
Yes. I don't understand. You like this too, Joe? If someone spits in your mouth?
Oh, we're fucking! I have a girl spit in my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
She's got to have laser-like precision with her spit. Though.
There it is, Lewis.
Because he has a small mouth. Yeah.
Dylan, I mean, it's just like kissing.
Exactly.
No, it's absolutely not.
It's a little more concentrated,
no,
but it's delicious.
No, it's not. There's no hooking up a fucking big Louie.
No one said Louie.
Yeah, no.
You know what's funny? No one said Louie. No one said snot.
What kind of spit is it?
Just like if you was to go to. No snot.
What is it?
Tuh.
I've drank.
Do you have a t-shirt that says that?
No.
Tuh. After the show.
It's on the t-shirt.
A little drool. A drool is even better. A little,
oh.
little drool.
Oh, I've drank with Harris before, and as his drink's being prepared, he'll ask like the waitress, be like, spitting a little. Like it's a garnish. Like,
what? Yeah.
What?
Like
I don't
do top that. It off with a little spit on my.
I've seen sorry, him do that.
Joe, you tapping out on that?
Yeah, I don't do that. But I thought I invented the spit during the sex. So I feel like
you invented that.
Yeah, you invented it. I thought I was the only guy.
If you go on YouTube, there's tons of hits and stuff that we like.
Yeah, there's also guys getting fucked by horses.
Yeah, but I'm not into that.
Horses.
Me either.
I don't understand.
So you look at me like I'm retarded.
Horses. He also puts a K in horse.
So the girl spits in her hand and feeds
no,
it to you.
No, she spits in my mouth. Dude, but I like it different
what
ways.
What was the hand thing then?
Didn't you say like a girl used to spit in your hand?
When I was in school, but now I'm grown. Now I have it directly into my mouth.
That was the gateway.
Yo, Bobby, I went to a strip club one time in Florida, and I asked this hot Latin girl to what she spit, and she goes, are you sure? I go, yeah. And she gets in the room and she starts doing tricks with it. She was let it slide down her back. And it was delicious.
I'll throw up.
You
like
drink
that?
But you can drink that titty milk.
It's milk. And yeah. One's almond and one's cream.
I like it.
One's 2%.
One's 2%. Two of them are regular milk. The other one's fucking titty milk. And it's just milk. Mm. It's just milk.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Milk. Mm. It's just milk. That's all I keep hearing in my ears.
Do you
it's
like,
just Bobby
do you
going.
Like, do you
Jason
like
Obama.
Spit?
I don't know if it was impressive.
I mean, I've never spit into anybody's mouth or had anybody spit into my mouth.
Come here, Dylan.
If I were single, sure, I would welcome that.
Why do you have to be single to welcome?
Because I'm married.
Hey, Louis.
So you don't want your wife
Louis,
doing
you
it.
You wouldn't let Katy Perry
no.
spit.
Why don't you want your wife doing it?
Because it's just not.
It's what? Say it. Because it's what?
It's too familiar. Hey, it's my wife.
Yeah, but why? Because it's not. It's what?
Because it would just be goofy.
Yeah.
It would
for your wife to spit.
It would
mouth?
Feel goofy.
What do you mean goofy? Dirty or goofy? Disgusting or goofy?
Not disgusting. Like I would feel goofy asking her to do that.
Because she might say.
If she did it on her own.
Do you feel goofy acting right? for a blowjob too?
No.
Well, this is picking up.
So wait. So, I mean, if she spits in your mouth just on her own, you'd be happy about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Really?
Sure.
Lewis said he would let Katy Perry spit in his mouth.
Katy Perry would let her spit in my mouth. But that's if she wanted to.
Okay.
I wouldn't ask her to. I wouldn't be like, right. Oh, he wants to spit in my mouth. Right. But if some chick was like, hold on, time out. If some really hot chick was like, I want to spit in your mouth, it would turn me on, I might do it just because it would turn her on.
I would absolutely
on.
Do it. That's filthy. It
and the way you feel
I
in that
ask
moment being turned
no,
like, on is how I feel all the time.
But you will let just whatever six, just you'll ask her to spit
yeah,
in your mouth.
I'll let a six if she got a fat ass.
I'll let a six if she has a small ass. So that's the...
I just don't
now,
get
six
it.
Six is an above can totally
I don't want
spit
you to
my
spit
mouth.
My mouth.
No.
You just said it was awesome.
But if a chick like asked me to do it to her, like spit in my mouth.
I'm like this, you're fucking, she's on top, you're like just spit in my mouth.
I'd
like,
do it to her, I like, would yeah. do it to a girl.
Just a nice fucking.
Yeah, I'd pee on a girl.
Joe, have you peed on a girl, Bob?
No, but
yes.
I have.
I would pee on a girl. I piss on the back of my wife's shin. I'm in her calf in the shower just for shits and giggles. But she got mad. But I've never peed on a girl. But I would definitely pee on a girl. I would just never get peed on. I don't want that.
Ah, no. That's great too.
You've had that?
Absolutely.
You've been peed on
in your mouth?
No, not my mouth. But
what's on your chest?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a line
on my chest? Yes.
How does it? But how do you? Do
and
it?
You
she
won't drink milk.
Over
she you?
Squats and you and get between her legs and she just. Fucking lets off
what?
Streams.
It's warm. It's very warm.
And it feels
you've done
great.
It?
You've done it?
Yeah, in the shower. Like my ex-girlfriend in the shower. Just to see what it was
I
like.
You laid down?
No, the shower wasn't on. I laid down in the shower and then she peed on my
hang
chest.
On, hang on.
And
so that's a planned fucking, like,
fuck,
you didn't
Joe?
Even take a shower. You just like used it
well,
to
you,
be
you
like.
You don't want to fuck up your entire apartment, right?
Well, I've done it on the floor and then I cleaned it up.
Dylan, would you do that?
I would do it, sure.
What?
Not your wife. If she did it. But you wouldn't ask her to
That'd
do it.
That'd be goofy.
I wouldn't ask her to do it.
I'd be pleased. Really? No. I let my girlfriend in high school pee on me in the shower, and I freaked out. I didn't like it. We were in the shower together, and I was like, yeah, piss on me a little bit. And then as soon as it started, it was warm, and it was like syrupy. I think she was drinking Mountain Dew all day.
Syrupy?
She had diabetes.
you told her to do it. It
smells like sugar.
As soon as she started, I was like, I'm not into that. But the spitting, for sure. Piss. You got to test
pissing,
the waters.
No way, man.
I'm not into
it. Pissing's gross, though. That's
no, some
like,
people
that's
are into shitting, dude.
Yeah, some people are into that. I got a some best friend in Atlanta shitting, that likes man. That. He called me one day when he had a girl shit on him in a hotel.
Look, I'm
what's the cleanup job after that? Is it awkward? Like, so I call you tomorrow?
I mean, getting like your chest
what
hair and
after that?
Seeds?
And what if it's a
call
fucking
you
loaf?
What does it smell like?
Shit.
No, not shit, you weirdo. How do you know that?
Because shit smell like shit. I don't care whose ass it comes out of.
No, some shit don't smell.
What utopia you live in?
Uh-huh. Depends on what your diet is. Some shit smells worse than other shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But
sure.
Shit still stinks.
Yeah, but it does. Some shit isn't as bad.
This is getting very philosophical. Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Some shit smells, but all shit smells.
Sometimes when you lose, you still win.
Sometimes. It's a Yogi Bearism.
I want to know what does pee smell like?
Heaven to Harris.
Have you pissed before?
Have you not smelled?
It smells like home.
You've never smelled piss in your entire life and you live in New York?
Look at me. Listen.
The fuck is wrong with your nose?
First of all, I've never been pissed on.
Yeah, but
there's a big difference
between... You've been on the A-train?
But I've been pissed off, old boy.
Between smelling your... Shut up. There's a big difference between smelling... not you. But there's a big difference between smelling your own piss
sure.
or you pee
right.
and actually getting it on your face and chest.
By the way,
that's a big difference.
It's a big difference because it's on
you.
So
don't act like it's
same.
Not a fucking big difference. I'm a fucking. You've never smelled. No, I've never been pissed on that smell.
No, but I mean, if your wife pees in the toilet and you like forgets to flush, I mean, don't you smell it?
You should dump her right now. What wife is forgetting to flush? Animal.
I'll punch her in the neck.
Get out of my fucking house.
Mark.
Why is Harris dressed kid, like though. He's Arsenio Hall? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, we already did the visuals.
No, you didn't,
right? We already did the visuals.
Catburger was way better.
Catburger is pretty like good. Like on Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah,
you
know I mean? Yeah, remember the Dick Van Dyke episode where they had the black guest star?
It
wasn't
bad. It wasn't bad.
There was no black people on the Dick Van Dyke show. I actually watched the show, and there was no black
there
people.
There was no black people.
No, it was fucking
Thank
early
God.
60s.
It was fucking racist. No, I'm just playing.
I just, yeah, I don't, I of course I smell my, once in a while she'll have some ODP, mm-hmm. especially now that she's pregnant.
What's ODP?
Other it smells people's like property?
Smells like a horse. It
urine
smells like a,
is urine,
like
man.
She just fucking, no, it's not.
Are you down with
I've
ODP?
I've smelled thousands of urines.
You
know, they all smell the same.
It's not, urine is not urine. You're generalizing fucking shit and urine. Shit. No, it's not, you fucking mope. Some urine
the only person
smells different than
shit.
Other. It smells different.
It might not smell as bad as the other shit.
Listen,
but
Bobby knows food in any form really well.
Yeah,
he can break it down. He's like, oh, that's turkey shit right there. That's turkey shit.
Dude, you eat a lot of lasagna, dude.
That's some good like vegan lasagna, shit right there. Good vegan shit.
Listen, dummy.
I don't. It's like you guys are shit and piss somewhere.
You're blowing off. You're literally taking my question and blowing it off.
He's mad at me because I'm generalizing the smell of shit.
Like I want no not shit, a piss. You've been pissed
same
on.
Same
and
stuff.
I want to know, like, what does it smell like? What is
like pee, Bobby?
Stupid. Don't be stupid. Just
that's
to
not
be dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah,
Paul,
fuck you.
Paul.
You know what? Let me tell you something. You're being an idiot just to be funny. And
no,
if you are,
I'm not. Pee smells like pee.
No, it doesn't.
Am I in
no,
agreement?
It doesn't.
Is pee smells like pee?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, some smell stronger than other, but pee is pee.
Paul, no. You need to translate.
No, it doesn't.
This is the person. What is he saying right now?
You're being a dummy.
I think
you're
saying,
have to say
I'm
that.
Saying
you're
what's
stupid.
Up,
fuck
man?
You.
These motherfuckers.
I think he's saying like all pee smells the same, kind of like how kids from the streets are not the same from the kids from the.
He's being stupid. All right, fuck it. I won't even ask the question. There's no way it all. Smells. It's got to smell like something.
Can we just drink
pee.
My girl's breast milk already?
This is Lewis's all right. fetish.
All right. Well,
so how are we going to do this?
Who's
shot glass?
Do you
I'm
know?
In.
Do you have a code decoder?
I know which one is which.
I think we take a okay. sip.
Each out of the same
we
one?
Take one, pass it around.
I'm not taking a sip after Harris. He got spit all over his lips.
The only thing with this is, you know, it's flu season.
I completely agree with Dylan.
Yeah, but she got a flu shot.
I didn't get a flu shot. I got to go run and get a flu shot.
If
so
it's
podcast.
Good enough for the baby, it's good
we
enough
have,
for you guys.
I get you. With us.
Are there
I,
plastic yeah, glass?
Let's get a cup. There's cups underneath. Okay.
Get the yeah, cups.
Right there.
Get the cups.
Lewis.
Get the cups,
right
Lewis. No, I was yelling at you, Lewis. Get the cups, Lewis.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to pour a little bit in each cup. Mm-hmm. Who's in? Raise
I'm
your
in.
Hand first off. I want to.
I mean, I don't
want to
be in, but.
All right.
You're, well, you guys aren't in. Both the guys that speak black aren't in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this guy gets pissed on. He's not in. Okay. That makes sense.
My son actually has the flu. I'm not fucking with that.
Oh, you have the flu?
No, my son has it.
Are you going to give it to us?
No, he's better.
How do you know?
I'm fine.
What the fuck was that? He was like, my son has the flu. I was like, wait, are we going to get it? No, he's fine. He doesn't even have the flu.
He didn't have the flu. Why do you think he has the flu?
What does you drinking milk have anything to do with your son having the flu?
Like, I don't know. That's what we're
getting. Wow. We should have Dylan on the show.
How about, Paul, how about you just don't want to drink breast milk? How about that?
Like, I'll try the almond shit.
We should have Dylan on the show every week just for his fucking brain. He really slows things down. What does that have to do?
I like
do?
Dylan. He's a real ass dude. He really is. Sorry. He says it like it is.
He really is like
I'm
a
used
computer.
To asking people questions.
He really is like a computer.
He's good.
He really...
Yeah, like I thought I had an out, and then Dylan just fucking, I thought I was done, and then Dylan goes, wait.
There we go. Give me those.
Everyone's drinking this shit. Are you like fucking kidding me?
No, listen.
Do you know how much it hurts my girl to fucking pump her breast milk?
Her breasts are throbbing right now. Someone's refusing my milk.
Louis, you got a picture of her? Maybe I'll think about it.
She's hot.
I know she's hot.
Fuck you guys. If that was in the email, I would fucking know what I'm walking into.
We weren't supposed to do it today. I tell you what happened. We weren't supposed to do it today. Louis Katz was supposed to be on here. He loves breast milk. I wanted to do it with him, but he keeps fucking. He's not available, so it's like fuck it. I asked him. I'm like, let's whatever he's doing.
Art. I just realized my nephew has chicken pox, so I can't have it.
So I wanted to do this.
Let's do it, Bobby.
So
my whole talk. You gonna mix it in each cup though? Is that what you're? Because everyone's gonna use the same cup.
Yeah.
No, everyone gets a cup.
How about this? Let's go, I know which one's which. Everyone's got a cup. No. You don't know which one's which.
All right.
Louis, I need a picture. I need to look at your girlfriend while I drink.
I think I can tell which.
I think that's a fair compromise.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. I need to look at your girl while I drink her.
You were going to say urine.
Yeah, no, it slipped out. Her breast milk. A hot one, too, not just a face.
I see.
That would make me violently
Not
angry
only is breast milk delicious, you guys, but it's
I would literally
hit
you with a fucking microphone in your head.
I'm drinking her baby milk.
No, but Louis is a different guy.
You heard it's gross?
Someone said it was gross.
It's delicious.
Yeah,
it's gross. Have you ever tasted vanilla
taste
milk?
A little bit, yeah.
Bro, you're giving away what it's going to taste like.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude, you don't have a problem with people tasting your...
Obviously not. He brought it in the vial.
You know what? Never mind. He brings up a good point. Give me my fucking milk back.
You know what, Verzi? You're a cocksucker. I'm about to have a good time. Why don't you shut up? You're not even doing it, you fucking flu baby. Listen, let's get this done. Are you really trying to find a picture for this creep to look at?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Fuck him.
Oh, shit.
All right, so how are we doing it, though?
Give me the... Everybody gets a cup.
Well, all right, so wait.
Dan, will you please take over?
Yeah,
no.
Give me the cups.
Okay, take the cups.
Give me the cups.
I don't know how we're doing it.
Oh, you're dumb. You just told me how we're doing it.
But are we mixing it?
Give me the cups.
I think we have no other choice. Then to drink it.
Come on, Harris. Don't be a pussy.
Try to empty the cup as much as possible.
Next week we'll bring in a spittoon.
Listen, everybody gets a cup. You pour
Louis,
a little of one.
There's
and then
Percy's
we,
gonna
you
throw
Paul,
up.
You Paul
listen
and
to me.
You Paul and Bobby.
Hey, stupid! Look at me. Look at me. Everybody, take one vial. Take one vial. Put a little bit in everybody's cup.
Dan wants a little sip.
And clean it out as much as you can, and then we do the other one.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, I got it. All right. So I'm not going
to
tell you which one is which.
If this comes
yeah, that's
this,
how it
I
works.
Mean,
I was
so
coming
pissed.
To fucking Fear Factor. I thought I was on a podcast. Jesus Christ.
It's milk.
It's milk.
We're not drinking.
Louis
is spunk.
Dan wants a double.
I'll take it.
All right, here it is.
What
milk
the
number
fuck?
One.
You have to look.
I could drink that. Harris, listen.
Shut the... Did you see? Do you know what she looks like?
Yeah.
Listen, don't... You better not fucking jizz.
Don't waste it, dude.
I'm in control.
There's a little bit.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you gave him a lot. Give him some of that.
Yeah, a little dabble, do you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Dan wants a double.
No. You used that already, and it didn't get anything.
It did.
No, it didn't.
All right, so wait. So
what is this one? We don't know.
No, I think we're supposed to guess.
This is 2%.
Listen, on the count of three.
I got to chase it with this.
Smell it. You got to smell it first.
Yeah, me too.
And then.
Dude, I might get sick.
And then we go. We go.
I think he's supposed to lick salt.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
This is 2%.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Oh, it's warm.
Everyone, who's voting? All right, what do you say?
It tastes 2%. Like milk to me.
That's 2%.
Hold on, time out. Dylan has to vote last because he's obviously some sort of milk expert.
He does. He knows the knowledge.
I think it's milk. That's 2%.
It tastes like milk. Paul gave Bobby flu, the baby flu. Milk.
I would say that's milk, and it tastes pretty good.
Milk.
I didn't feel anything weird. I think it's milk.
we think there's gonna be chunks in the rest.
Yeah, what is she have sand in her pulp.
Tits? Fucking boob pulp.
All right, ready? We're doing the next one.
All right, let's go.
I can tell by Lewis's face. This
rinse
is
out. Are you not?
Out.
I can. Are you not gonna say
rinse
to
out.
The end?
Wait, how are you gonna rinse it out?
You're just gonna pour it in there and then drink it.
Just some water right there.
Here, give me some water.
That's gross.
Milk water. This is actually grosser than drinking titty milk.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, don't put a lot in there.
Oh.
Why don't you mix that Coke with that like Laverne did on Laverne and Shirley?
Milk and Coke?
Yeah, she did. She had milk and Pepsi. Remember that?
No.
That was Laverne's drink on Laverne and Shirley. She had milk and Pepsi.
I don't know. This one's the suspect one. I swear I felt a chunk hit.
It's brown.
All right,
dude, there is a chunk in this.
No, there is not.
Dude, I swear to God, what is that on the bottom of my glass?
That's the recycling
fucking,
number.
It's
that's
fucking
cream, stupid.
Nipple skin.
That's cream.
What is that?
No, this is almond. I can tell it's brown.
Milk
this
chunk.
Is the almond.
What is this?
It's ready?
Almond. This is
no,
the
it's
almond.
No, that's not an almond.
This is the almond. It's an almond piece.
Everybody smell it.
I can't really smell it.
Dan actually has a piece, a chunk in his milk, and he's going to drink it anyway.
Because I'm a real ass dude.
Yeah, you are.
If this is Beatrice's chunk. She's a very pleasant lady, the mother of your baby.
You swear to God,
I
just brought like three separate.
Here we go. Here we go.
Swear to God. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Shot it.
I already drank it, sorry.
It's almond.
It's almond.
Ugh.
That's almond.
What is that?
Almond.
I'm fucking with this no more, dude.
Paul was a good boy.
It tastes exactly like almonds. What do you
guys almond. It tastes like almonds.
Paul has an almond allergy. His throat's closing up.
Jesus. Look at Soda just spit into his cup.
That was good. And almond. I just imagine we look over and Verzi looks like Martin Short and Pure Luck. He's just all fucking puffed up. Turns out I got an almond allergy. Got a nut allergy.
All right, here we go. Come on, let's go. Let's get this off with.
Let's just finally drink your lady's tit milk.
Yeah, let's go.
Beatrice, you're a lovely lady.
I can't do
all
it.
All right, come on. You're doing it. You already came this far.
Yeah, what are you going
to... You already drank regular milk.
And almond milk.
They call you like me. Well, obviously the next one is the milk, is the titty milk.
You right? already drank...
We don't know that.
You already drank human beverages.
She could love almonds and her titty milk.
I thought that might have been titty milk.
Why are you so stingy on this one?
I'm going to say that
it's
was
not as much.
Okay.
I don't like
yeah, that. Why isn't there as much?
Because she...
Possibly because it came out of a boob.
All right, here we go. Oh, he's mixing it.
Boob.
That's not fair. Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's a little more here. Wait, what? Paul, you're not mixing it. Finish
the
fucking
extra.
Almond
drink
milk.
The almond. No, no, no. That's almond. That's almond.
Drink it.
That's
Paul, you can put it, rinse it out and put it in there.
Just, dude, you swear to God, dude?
Yeah, swear to God.
Paul,
it's almond milk.
Worried about
Paul,
it's almond.
You're not drinking semen.
It's almond.
You're drinking milk.
It's almond, dude. It's almond. It's almond. All right, that's enough.
Dude, I see something.
Anybody want a little more?
All right, here we go.
Yo, dude, I see something.
Guys, we're men. Paul.
Dude,
Bersey. This is almond milk, dude.
Bobby, there's something in there, dude.
Almond, look at me. Look at me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Paul, don't look at it.
Fuck,
stay
man.
With me.
It's like
stay
Burger King.
Me.
You don't look
here
at it
before
go. You
everybody,
eat it. Here we go.
Here's how we know how. To Beatrice's titties.
Fuck,
and
man.
Lewis's kid. Here's yes. go. Come
on, Paul. For the strength of Vikings.
Just made it weird.
Wow, that's good.
Oh, that is. That's like
so
sweet.
Oh, please throw up.
Fucks.
That's titty milk.
Wow, that's sweet as shit.
That was sweet.
That's a really nasty aftertaste.
No, it doesn't.
I'm feeling stronger. More milk. I'm going to get bigger, stronger, faster.
That is so good.
Paul,
it's like vanilla milk.
Yeah. Oh, my
Paul's
God. Right.
Paul feels like audience members after they watch a set.
Oh.
I can actually see what your boy. Chick's tit looks like in my mind right now. Oh my God, that was good.
Your son will be a virile, strong son.
That was not bad.
No, it wasn't.
Not bad at all.
I mean, I would
notice how I haven't taken a sip of water since.
You know what? You know what it tastes like when you have cereal. The milk.
Yeah,
at the end of
golden
the cereal.
Grams. It's like the end of a bowl of golden grams. Yeah.
It's like corn pops.
Yeah,
weird. I just shit in my diaper.
I thought it was funny.
It got a little something.
See how he described how milk tastes, even though it's just milk.
Yeah.
It's all milk.
Milk, Paul. It's milk.
Yeah.
Paul.
You
all right?
Paul?
Yeah, I'm good.
His eyes are watering.
I'm good.
Paul, you're flushed.
What if we all get some type of fucked up illness that babies have like a certain...
SIDS? We all die of SIDS tonight.
Just wake up tomorrow. There's no explanation for his death. He just wasn't breathing.
They all died. I don't know if it was something to do with...
This is not your first time drinking the milk.
No, it is.
Really?
That was my first time drinking it.
Really?
So I waited.
You've never had your milk, your wife's, your
Dylan,
tits.
You've had it before?
Yeah.
You had my wife's titty milk?
Dude, you said it.
Yes.
Yeah, you said it like really fucking.
No, I haven't had, no, I've had my wife's titty milk.
Oh.
How much
did you have?
After the titty milk?
I don't know, like a few, like an ounce, like an ounce or two.
What, are you buying it on the fucking black
market?
No,
I mean, listen, you have two kids,
you
right?
White
and
market.
you're constantly making bottles. Eventually, you're going to
be thirsty while you're doing
thirsty,
it.
Yeah. Eventually,
you're going to say, I wonder what this tastes like. And then you taste it, and you're like, wow, it's pretty good.
It's like, come. You jerk off enough, you're like, what does this taste like?
Yeah. Right?
Maybe
you collect it and drink a gallon of it.
Wait,
at one time.
Wait, you tasted cum? Who's tasted cum?
No. Your own cum? You've never tasted your own cum?
No.
You've never accidentally ejaculated in your mouth while you're laying down?
Slow down. Everybody's talking over everybody. Verzi.
No.
Settle down. Dylan, you've tasted your own cum.
Yeah, on accident. Like if you're like if you're on your back. If you ever jerk off like laying down.
Yeah.
And you shoot like... I've shot over
you
my head.
Yelling
before.
At the time?
But why was your mouth open?
Well, it got, why was it open? I don't know.
It got on your
lip? I
was
enjoying myself.
You got
Dude, I got this. Woo! I mean, I usually masturbate like this. Is that? I know, visual jokes.
Your legs are over your head.
Yeah.
Get your breaking the
record. I don't understand jokes. Guys that fucking blow loads on their stomach. I don't want it fucking near
What
me.
Do you do with your load?
Yeah, what?
I mean, what do I do with my load? I fucking jerk off into...
Into what?
A cup
what?
Drink it.
I would jerk off into a towel, into fucking, toilet paper, put it in the thing. I don't jerk off on
toilet
the
paper. Then it gets stuck all over your stomach, the
Lewis,
toilet paper.
Lewis, I don't break go on out my the stomach. Jizz. We're all going to taste each other's jizz to find out which one's Harris's.
It's got chunks in it.
Dude, I got a jizz face story real quick, if I could tell you. Because that's how freaked out I get about it.
Real quick, this isn't a late night show. You don't got to go to commercial.
Yeah, I think
hey guys, before the band, I got a real quick
I think
story.
A jizz face story would really lower the bar here.
Hey, what do you think? I'm fucking
Since we
Conan
talked,
O'Brien?
Yeah, we opened with fucking abortion and shit. No, here's what happened, okay? I go into one
we
of those Asian
with
masseuses.
With dreadlocks, all right? First of all.
All right.
True.
I go into this Asian masseuse
Rottweiler.
Place. And I was really excited. Like when I go into those jerk off masseuse places, I'm excited early.
Wait, your wife lets you go into jerk off masseuse places?
No, this is a long time ago, man.
That's what we all say.
Can I just say on this podcast, every single one of us is a hunk of shit, but years ago.
Years ago.
Guys, this was.
No one's ever been a hunk of shit
this
last week.
Age.
This is 1977. The Warriors just came out in the theaters.
It's a different age.
No, dude. So I go in.
90s, Dan? You don't want to meet 90s, Dan. Yeah. He's a real hunk
dude,
of shit.
I used to fucking get my ass licked a long time ago.
Back in
Go ahead, tell your story.
So I go in. I go
you're
in
a
really
nice guy now, though, right?
I go.
You're a good guy.
A long time ago.
Go ahead.
I go in.
So
there,
Bittersweet Symphony is playing on the radio.
Oh, Lewis is one of those. You can interrupt every story.
Sorry. Ooh.
Oh boy.
He's just drinking titty girl's milk. Now he's offending you. How do you feel, Lewis?
No, I want to just get it out. So I go into this place and I'm real excited. I got a fucking rager, dude. Just fucking before it even starts. Right?
What do you mean
just,
by rager?
Like, you mean veins and everything?
Like I was ready to go and she clearly knew it. So I lay down and she was like, I had to go. Usually you go on your stomach first, but I was in no position to do that. So I go on my back first and she gets the lotion and she starts doing it and it started feeling good. Really fucking early, and I've been to this place before.
What started feeling good?
Like it started. It was like I knew it was.
Describe it better.
Like I was like I got that fucking warm
what?
Feeling in my fucking
what?
Feet. Like I was gonna blow a fucking load.
But from what?
From she put like this hot cream on her hand.
And then what?
And
she
just started to fucking
listen. Stroke what?
My dick.
Your dick. Your cock. Say cock.
She started to stroke my cock.
Take your hands
slowly.
Out of your pockets.
Slow down a little bit.
Yeah. So she started
stroking what?
Yeah. She started stroking my dick, right?
Mm. Yeah.
She's going and she's like, and she's got that
oh,
fucking.
Like that.
And then she does this shit where she like starts fucking with my nipple and shit. Mm-hmm. It was weird, but I was like, it was good, right?
Yeah. Spit in your mouth.
And
that would have been next
so,
on my story.
So all of a sudden, like not even 30 seconds in, like she started doing this fucking move with her hand that I wasn't fucking ready for.
What was the move? How don't you do it?
I don't know, dude. Like, but
just
she, try like, to
do it on Joe.
Yeah, Joe's on Joe.
Do it on the bottle opener.
Joe's got a thick piece.
I don't know what she did.
Hey,
fuck that! I don't know what she did.
Show us on Lewis.
Show us.
Show us on Lewis.
Come on, Paul. What's the move?
Listen,
Paul. We're breaking your barriers down.
Paul, what are you? Are you a comic or are you a ball player? Grab that dick and show us.
Grab that dick. Grab that dick. Grab that dick. Grab that dick.
Put your hand on it.
No, you gotta do it.
I ain't doing it, Lewis.
So, man.
All right, tell us. All right, do it to yourself. That's better.
You do it to yourself.
Nice. That's me in my head.
So she starts fucking doing some like fast, like double handed.
Do it on the dick, man.
Like, dude, I'm fucking. What do you
want to
do?
I'll hold it. Do it. Go.
No, I'll do it.
Okay. Well, then do it.
Do it on the dick.
I'll do it on me.
It's like watching 2 6-year-olds.
So she starts.
Well, that was weird. That's like just that a weird thing to say.
Yeah. No, so she starts doing some shit. Where she's going fuck it.
She's spinning it.
She's like doing some fucking like double handed like thing, and I wasn't ready, and it was real early. So I go.
I'll put the dick in Lewis's mouth while you.
So I go.
It's called the Indian sunburn.
So I go, and she's like maybe like 8 strokes in, dude.
Yeah.
This just started, mm-hmm. And I go, like, ma'am, like, I didn't know what to fucking say, and I started to try to tap her, and she's like looking the other way, and I go, oh, no, no.
I love that she's disinterested.
Fucking, yeah. And it's really, really early in the thing, and I go, but you might want to get a towel. Like, I tried to, and I just fucking shoot this fucking thing up, and I just go like this, and like one drop right here, and one drop right here, and I'm real squeamish with shit like that, with vomit, anything.
Really?
And I go, oh, and she looked, and she goes, oh, like she started to fucking laugh.
Yeah.
And I go, get it off. Like I fucking got really mean.
Yeah.
I go, get it off, dude. Like, what the fuck, you know? It was hot and shit. Like, it
you
felt
have
warm.
Cum on your face.
And then she goes,
you have cum all over your face.
So then she goes,
I make you pop early. I make you pop early.
Oh, she goes, rats you out to the other
one. Yeah, no, that's what she did. That's what she did.
It's an honor.
She leaves.
He comes.
That's what she did. Dude, that's what she did. She goes away, she leaves, and all of a sudden she's going, ooh. And then the other fucking woman go in and they have a conversation and both go, ooh. And as she's wiping it off my fucking chin, they're fucking giggling.
Yeah,
and
I
was
too.
Fucking disgusted. So that's why I don't.
You
I
did
don't,
good job, cowboy. You come quick.
You come quick.
You come quick. You still tip me. You come quick.
Neta, I get him.
We both get you.
I go home early, Neta.
Sisa.
No, he like
your last appointment of day.
He like on
so. So my question is, how do you guys taste? How can you taste
him.
Your cum?
We save a toilet paper on
he him. He him. We call you cum sponge.
So how do you have you tasted your cum? How can that be?
You cum on your stomach, put your finger in it, and put it in your mouth.
I put it in my hands and pour on it.
Jesus Christ!
That's fucking how you do it.
Fucking animals.
You cum in your own hand and you swap it up like an oyster.
A little bit of Tabasco, a little bit of lemon juice.
I've never been able to do it because I always have it in my mind. I'm like, I should taste.
Wait, you've never done that?
No, because I'm like, I want to taste semen because all these girls. I just want to feel what it's like, but then. As soon as I come, I'm like this. Right. Well, that's ridiculous. I don't want to jerk off. And like, it's almost every time I jerk off, I'm like, this is the time. I'm 30. I've experienced this. Like, I'm making girls do this. It can't be that bad. And then as soon as I come, I'm like, that's ridiculous. Why would I ever think that?
What about you?
Hey, Paul, you like girl cum in your mouth, right?
Huh?
You like women cum in your
mouth. Oh, yeah, that's different. Okay, I'm talking about cum. My cum out of a dick.
I don't like that.
So, wait, you won't let a girl squirt down your throat?
I never would.
On my face.
No, that makes me throw up.
Wow.
When a girl squirts.
Really?
Ugh. Because there's something that happens too. You're, like my friend had his chick had discharge. You know what that is, right?
Oh,
the military?
Yes.
Honorable?
It's woman juice.
They discharge out of their pussy and it's like coffee grounds or some shit.
Like that yellow chunky snot thing. Yeah, yeah. My girlfriend has that all the time.
You guys
it looks like Parmesan cheese when it dries.
Okay. I was hoping for a laugh there. Everyone really
I was trying to be sensitive to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You were convincing. I was like, oh man, I feel bad for this guy.
Honestly, girls will discharge and it comes out, and it's fucking gross. It's like coffee grounds, and
right. So you don't want to swallow that, sure.
Yeah, and then I don't like I don't like anything. I don't like piss. I don't like anything of that shit. And I'm not going to have. I don't mind a girl coming on me.
Wait, will you go down on a chick though?
I'll definitely go down on a chick. But
it's the same
shit.
Don't
come in my mouth. Don't come in my mouth. Is what you say?
No. If she
Bobby's
shoots,
just not good at it.
If she shoots, spray into my mouth
like a skunk,
I will throw up on her pussy.
Wow.
Yeah. Bobby, get away from me! You're getting near my territory.
And then he does his Pepe Le Pew voice.
Do you like it, Dylan?
I've never been squirted upon.
Never. No. But you wouldn't mind it.
No.
Really?
I've had a girl leak all in my mouth. It was
What do you mean?
Why do you describe it like leak?
Like an old Toyota?
Because it didn't really
you change your puss mouth.
Harris, you'd let a chick vomit on you or no?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would, dude.
Yeah, you would.
Harris, you're fucked up, man.
No. Doesn't
I didn't say anything. That's disgusting.
You fucked up, man.
Yeah, but you definitely took like a good like three Mississippis thinking about it.
No, not at all.
Why's it got to be Mississippi?
Yeah, why can't it be why can't it be Illinois?
Jesus.
You're fucked up sexually.
I didn't do it. Yeah,
but
I am.
Not,
I am fucked up, but.
I don't say that in a bad way. I get it. Look, I don't give a fuck what people do. I mean, I have, you know, my friends. Right. They're fucking degenerates.
Let's get into the finger in the old butt topic.
I vote nay.
I vote no anymore because I don't know if you can.
Yeah. If I tell you one thing, I'm not intersexual.
Really,
you know what? As freak as I am.
Your finger will come out like a bone.
Hey, Bobby.
What?
I tell you what, as freak as I am, I tell you what I have not done and don't want to do is actually anal fuck. I've never fucked a girl in the ass.
What?
Really?
Because yeah. Shit is disgusting to me. And if I don't want
You get shit on your chest, though.
No, not me. Oh, it was a friend of mine. Okay. I don't want any shit on my dick or I don't like to.
But you won't even be able to tell.
You don't get that much shit in your dick.
Yes, you can. You can.
I heard you could tell.
You can, but like you don't store shit in your asshole.
No, you don't.
It's in your colon.
But you can loosen some shit up in there.
But here's the deal. If the girl
really knocks something loose there, yeah.
If the girl doesn't know how to get fucked in the ass and there is some shit left in her asshole from the shit that she cut off at lunch at Subway, you can get shit in your I fuck girls in the ass and you pull your dick out and it stinks.
Oh, I had a God. Seed
See,
on it one
that.
Time.
I don't want that.
I had like a brown butt seed and I flicked it off instinctively.
Oh my God.
And then I just went across the room and like
see,
hit a wall.
Paul,
I had like a
Paul,
shit seed
that's
going
why I draw the
room.
Line.
It's probably
Assholes.
Still there.
I
the
eat
wall.
Them, but I don't fuck them.
Some artist is living there.
Yeah. I actually put boogers in hotels under the
desk. Did Shakespeare say that?
I put under the desk, I'll put a booger. And if I ever come back to the hotel, I'll try to get that same room.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll try to see if the booger's still there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. If you're ever in a hotel, check underneath the desk. If
no.
there's a booger, it's me.
It could familiar. Be me. There's a lot of people. Boogers. You got to put them on there.
Well,
if I have two beds, I put them on the other bed the whole time.
I had a kidney bean skin on my fucking finger once.
A what now?
Kidney bean skin.
What's that?
KBS.
You know the kidney bean?
From someone's butt?
You know a kidney bean, right?
Yeah.
And you cook it, and then you mush the meat out of it, and there's just the skin left? Yeah. In her asshole.
Oh,
I was finger
God.
Fucking her
no.
asshole.
No.
Oh, my God.
And no.
Was it under the nail?
That's why.
It was, no, it was on the nail. It was on top of it. Like, I pulled my finger out.
Sorry about Bobby got hepatitis.
I kind of dug it out.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
Yeah, that made me puke.
Bobby, that's
did it?
I actually swallowed toilet paper off a chick's pussy once.
Oh, that's disgusting. Dude, I'll lose a hard on if I'm fucking a chick and I see toilet paper around her asshole because
yeah,
she just
shit.
Did it.
Oh my God.
I will lose
I never
my
saw that though. I saw it around the pussy, but not the asshole.
I was eating this. I was
you
eating
was a
this.
Dirty bitch. You fucking.
This has to be the filthiest podcast of all time.
Oh my God, I was a dirty bitch.
I was eating a girl out in East Boston, this Italian broad.
I was right.
And I had gum in my upper up here. And I was eating a pussy, and then I felt the wad of toilet paper go in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
And
God,
I spit the gum out and swallowed the toilet paper.
Oh, wow.
I just went, hop to it.
And it's been it's been sitting in his stomach ever since.
I just fucked up. She goes, what's wrong? I go, nothing.
Wow. You're committed.
Well, at least it wasn't on her asshole.
Good dude, man. I would have been like.
I don't know. I mean, I've had dingleberries. Those gross
oh
me out.
Yeah, dingleberry.
Look, man.
I was 69ing with a dingleberry. The girl had a dingleberry.
Oh, thing. My God.
Look, you're banging a lot of broads.
His face
that wasn't
hilarious.
Even that long
what's
ago.
What's your name, man? I'm sorry.
Dylan.
Dylan. Oh, my God.
But here's face. The deal. Listen, you're banging a lot of broads on the fly, especially younger. And when I was younger in comedy, you're meeting these chicks at clubs and you're hanging out until 4 or 5 in the morning. And then all of a sudden you're back. I mean, the chick, you know, she sweats and whatever the fuck she was doing all day. And she's drunk and you take her pants down. There's a couple of dingleberries. You know what I mean? What are you going to do?
Shit.
She works at a truck stop all day.
I don't know. Leave.
Is that food?
I know the fucking leave.
Hang on. You're talking over. Can everybody not fucking talk over everybody? What?
I had a dog down south. I know what dingleberries are. But what's a girl's dingleberries look like? What is
same as a regular fucking dingleberry.
That's a little pebble. Looks like rabbit food.
It's like a little caught up in the hair. And
yeah, it's hanging off the ass hair.
Ass hair, pussy hair.
Oh,
a little bit
okay. I get it now. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean.
Ew, how is shit hanging off her pussy hair?
Huh?
You heard me.
Yeah. So
maybe she wipes back to front.
Yeah, maybe she wipes back to front.
The animal is that.
Yeah, I'm not really in it. I eat ass, but I don't fuck it, man.
You eat ass, but you don't fuck it.
Because my tongue can't go far enough to dislodge anything.
I like eating ass. I love to lick ass.
Me too.
I love ass. It. I
like fucking a girl in the ass because it. But I don't. It's like this. It's just like I know it's terrible and it's so bad.
Some girls like.
I like when a girl.
In some states.
I like when a girl goes. You want to fuck that. Ass.
Oh, I like
and
that,
I don't want to, but I'm like, I do now.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend.
I don't know if that
time.
Makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense because it's the talk. It's the fact that she
and then
wants
when,
it.
And then she, I don't want the whole hog to go up it, but she tries to put my helmet in it, and it, oh, you can feel it different. She goes, and then when it goes in finally, you're like, oh, you're just a dirty girl.
Dude, I was fucking a black chick one time. I was fucking her doggy style, and my dick wasn't big enough to satisfy her black pussy. So she was like slamming her ass.
Why
really
got to be black, though?
Because that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
It was slamming. Come on, dude, it's Martin Luther King week.
That's why I'm telling this story.
Exactly, man.
Got a week?
It's fucked up, man.
Does anybody else's tongue and nose feel weird?
What?
My nose feels weird, like I'm catching a cold, and my tongue is swelling up.
Because your immune system ain't shit.
Am I fucking dying?
No, you're
serious.
No, I'm
kidding.
The tip of my tongue is tingling
I'm
right when
kidding,
you said that.
I'm kidding, Paul. Jesus Christ.
I'm a hypochondriac, dude.
Dude, this chick, so she started slamming her ass into my pelvis area, and it hurt. Right. It was actually hurting my pelvis because I couldn't get my dick deep enough. She wanted it deeper, so I just took my dick out of her pussy, and I just jammed it right up her ass.
Oh, street justice.
God, I hope my kids hear this podcast one day.
You know what I did? I said, if this dick doesn't satisfy your pussy, it's going to satisfy.
He started eating a chocolate bar. We start talking about shit.
What are we hiking? You got a granola bar?
It's not chocolate. I'm hungry.
Stop! I got pebbles in my boot.
It's a shit bar. It's my shit bar.
Dylan,
I haven't eaten.
Dylan's a fucking. He's a little hungry. Let him have some chow.
The chocolate bar is a bad choice.
So
you have
not a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
You have
shit bar.
It's a weird show, man.
Yeah.
One time I was fucking a girl in the ass that I was dating, and she said, I need you to come in my ass.
Whoa.
And I came immediately. It was the hottest thing.
Yeah, you just made my dick move.
It was just
telling that story.
And the whole time you were like, I'm going to swallow this cum.
I just got heavy.
Right when you did it, you were like, yeah, why would I do that?
I want to see Joe right before he comes, just, you're going to swallow that cum? I'm going to catch it and swallow it. And he's like, oh, fuck.
This is what's happening to me. The reason why I wanted all you kid motherfuckers on and is because, and I know you guys, well, you guys all have kids. I really want to know because I'm getting really, today it really hit me. The anxiety of my life being changed forever. I've been a selfish prick since I was very young.
Still are.
Part of it out of survival, I had to be. I had to take care of myself most of my life. And then, especially now in the last 15 years, because of comedy and all that, I get to be. I get to wake one up when I want, take naps, whatever the fuck I want, I can get. And now that's all going to go away. And I'm not going to be able to take a nap when I want to. I'm not going to be able to watch a movie when I want to. I'm not going to be able to go out to dinner when I want to. And now it's starting to steamroll. All those things are starting to add up. I'm actually doing things for the last time.
It's not true. You can do all that shit. You just can't do it with your girl.
Well, I mean, seriously.
You can afford a nanny, you could take all. You can still do all that shit.
Nobody
be a selfish asshole.
Yeah, nobody says you can't be a shitty dad.
I had one.
Yeah, you can get a nanny and do all that shit.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you have to put the end of that story in there, but.
I'm sure Lewis knows a few nannies that he can hook you up with, you know?
What, his family?
Cousins, He's got some cousins that'll be au pairs.
For $30.
Dylan, yes.
What is the one thing that you, if you could go, you could have back, what would it be? Maybe not. I mean, but if you could.
Oh, no, there's things.
Like what?
I mean, like you said, I mean, just the ability to just leave.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean that's it. Just the ability to go out and
just leave that bitch, go west.
It's
go to
almost
Vegas.
It's near impossible to you know get work done because there's I have a 16-month-old and a 4-year-old.
Wow.
So they're just constantly moving, and my job is to make sure they don't kill themselves.
Tie them down.
Yeah.
I like that with soda. I got to make
NyQuil
sure
NyQuil works
himself.
Very well.
Yeah. Me and Joe do that for each other.
Give him a little bit of whiskey, a couple people. NyQuil. You got
so, you know, there's a lot of planning involved. Like, if me and my wife are going out, we know we're going out like 2 weeks prior.
Really?
Because, yeah, well, you have to make sure we have somebody to watch them.
Right.
And then,
you can let NyQuil watch them and they'll be sleeping.
What is that? What the fuck? You give your kids joking. NyQuil? No, seriously, if you do, please tell me.
No. I'm just a joke, Bobby. Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Do not give your child
Bobby's
NyQuil.
Bobby even got a kid yet. He's all serious.
It's one of those things.
I can tell this fucker with you.
Once you have a kid, you can only leave the house for like something really important.
Absolutely.
Like
talking
about getting fucked in the ass.
And drinking baby milk.
Yeah.
Drinking baby milk.
Get a sitter.
You can't like you said, you can't. Like, for me, sleeping is a huge part of my fucking game. Like, if I don't get 8 hours,
you're depressed about your career.
If I don't get
the more you're awake, the more you think about it.
I think sleeping is a big part of everybody's game.
No, but I know people could go 4 or 5 hours of sleep and still function. I can't do that. Like, it's really bad with me.
Yeah, if I get 5 hours, that's fine.
Yeah, no, see, like, if I get 5 hours, I'm fucking miserable.
Yeah, Paul, you come with a lot of rules.
You know, no, it's tough. It's tough, and, like, I can't, like, I like sports. I can't watch, like, these games, these NFL games. I can't watch them because, upstairs, and my son needs something. So you're, like, looking at the play, and you just miss it.
We have TV.
But, like,
now.
You can't, like, if you're hungry right now, right, you can go to the fucking, if you
He
gotta,
is.
If you, no, but like middle of the night, if I have a craving for something, I can't just get up and leave and go do it. I can't fucking do it. It's annoying. Like you said, leaving. You can't fucking leave, dude.
I can't have it.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you what sucks, dude. I'm going through this right now. We had the baby 3 weeks ago, and you can't fuck for 6 weeks. So I'm just walking around with a fucking boner. Like, I'm turned on by Harris's face.
Yeah.
Fucking titty milk kind of turned me on.
Spit in his mouth, Harris.
Kind of weird.
Harris's
Spit
face.
Spit right in his mouth.
Dude, it looks like a black pussy.
I'm not worried about the fucking part.
Jesus.
I'm not worried. I know. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about what I'm really worried about is my fucking life changing forever.
But it's good, dude. It's fucking great.
Yeah, but
it's motivation. That's the thing, dude. Like now, I can't fail.
Right.
I am, but I can't.
But see, the thing is, you didn't.
Is that bullshit, though? Everybody says that when you have a kid, it changes everything, and you really take life serious. Is that real?
I just headlined Caroline's on Broadway.
Dude, it did.
Hey, Bobby,
it does.
When you look into that baby's face, you're going to do everything you can to try to take
see,
care
that,
of
that's the thing, looking at it, because you don't visualize
it. You're looking
it now.
At it.
Like, my
cute.
Wife would be like, look, feel, there's a bump. And, like, I would be like, not that I was a dick, but I'd be like,
yeah, I don't
and she'd be like, you're not really into it, are you? Like, there's a bump, you know, he's kicking. And I'd be like,
bad
yeah.
indigestion.
But when I saw his face, it was over.
I'm really.
Especially
look,
when he says daddy for the first time, you're going to do everything you can to take care of it. So
I'm really into having the baby. I touch the baby all the time. I'm into the bump. I'm into the sonograms.
you go to all the appointments?
Open in the cervix?
I fucking talk to the belly.
Answer the
I
question.
Read
do you go
stories.
To all the appointments?
I go to all the appointments. I do. I'm into this.
Whose belly do you talk to?
My wife's belly.
Did you get the 3D image yet? The 3D image for me is what fucked me up. I was like, all right, that is fucking
look,
crazy.
That, I got fucked up at the sonogram
Avatar? You're talking about Avatar?
When I saw it move.
Yeah. When you heard the heartbeat?
When I heard the heartbeat That's and I saw up. It move, it stopped my world. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking, this is what I've tried to avoid forever is here. What I've tried to not have my whole sexual life is here. And it's looking right and it's real and it's alive. And there's nothing I can do about it. There's no going back. And then I start having these fucked up fantasies, terrible fantasies, these daydreams. And I don't know if it's just me where bad shit happens to my baby and my wife. You know what I mean? Where I'm like you know, the subway, people pushing people.
No, of course.
Like, I just had one today. I'm just lying there, and all of a sudden it goes into my head, and I'm like, oh, my God, what if I get pushed on a subway, and, like, the baby, and I throw, I get killed, but the baby lives because I threw the baby.
You just have the arms lying on the fucking platform.
No, honest
to
God, that crazy
dude,
shit
that's all normal,
happening.
Dude. That's all normal. Yeah. And I have, like, fucked up OCD thoughts, and I loved my son so much when he was born that my anxiety and OCD was, would I do something to hurt him? Because I loved him so much. I never loved like that before, and then I was like, what if you could hurt him? That's all normal.
He's like Lenny from Mice and Men, just petting him.
It's like you get scared, you're going to just blurt out the N-word when there's black people around. That same kind
of... Did you just tighten that?
That's totally normal. I just had a dream the other day that my youngest died.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and true. I looked at him dead.
Hey.
Jesus.
It was awful.
Eesh. Well, here's the thing.
Joe.
yeah, you guys.
What's up?
It's so funny that you... How old are you?
30. About to be
how old
31.
Are you?
You're 29, 30. About to be 30.
Yeah. You're going to... Like, I have friends like Norton. I don't know if he's ever going to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You don't?
I mean,
I don't. Do you honestly think he's going to have a baby ever?
I don't know, man. He's not. He's not 50. He's 43 or 40 something, 44. I mean, he's not. I know people that have had babies at 50. I mean, it does happen now. It's not out of the ballpark to have a kid late. And who knows? I know that there's people in his life that he's been serious with, that he's still around. I mean, I have a sex addiction too that I've overcome. What the fuck is that? What does that mean?
No, it's just...
why were you laughing?
No, I'm just...
what
just,
the fuck?
It was
funny. But no, just why?
It's
sex
like,
addiction?
It's just like the thing with...
are you laughing at me or laughing at the sex addiction?
The sex addiction thing.
Oh, all right. I thought you were laughing at me. It's funny, but...
No.
You're laughing at the sex... You don't believe in sex addiction.
No, I do. I don't know if I believe in addiction, but I just think people like to fuck. I don't know if it's an addiction or not, but...
Well, some people pay for it. Some people are out there spending a lot of money, and it's for the actual hunt to find it and all that... all the shit that goes back and forth before it.
The buildup.
The buildup to get to the sex, to get to the money, right, to get to the ejaculation. And as soon as it's over, you're like, ah, fuck me.
And then you see dingleberry and it's over.
Did I order a hooker one time and I jerked off before she came and then I just didn't answer my doorbell?
That's hilarious. Such a Puerto Rican way of doing it.
Yeah. The seediness is coming in and then he's just fucking jerking off.
She texts you back, you fucking jerk. Because
I kept on calling and calling over and over and over again. You're like, yeah, I'm going to answer that. I'm done.
He's fucking cocky. A Groupon. Listen, I mean, like I had to come to terms with that when I got married. That, you know, fuck, that's it. I'm never gonna do the crazy shit I've done. I'm never gonna have two chicks sucking my dick again.
Passionate Bobby.
Yeah, it's all dead. Now it's gonna be, I had to go. I had to make fucking my chick weird. You know what I mean? Like, that was hard to do, to go and eat my chick's pussy like I would eat some random chick's pussy I just met. So I had to switch this. I had to switch my brain over. Like, this is harder to do. Let me fuck with this. Let me try to do this and make this a little weird. And what, my brain switched over, and it's still fucking tough, dude. I still close my eyes halfway through and imagine some fucking dude holding my head down on his wife's pussy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I still have the crazy thoughts, but without the crazy shit. But I, who's that?
Who's that? Yeah.
Oh, you're wearing a wig.
Look,
no, I'm wearing a wig.
Cali Fustuca.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
All right, anyways. No, I'm kidding. Cali, sit down right here. There's a mic. Where's the mic?
Lewis has got it.
No. Hi, Bubba.
It's my life, and it's now or never.
Louis, sit right here. Yeah. I thought I had a mic for you, didn't I? Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 mics. Where's the other mic?
Oh, no. That's okay.
How was your 5-day flight? I like that I asked her when we just established she doesn't have a mic. And then I'm like, hey, tell me a story.
It's like when the dentist will ask you a question.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, Bill Cosby himself?
Oh.
Do you know that bit? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're a hack, Joe. Thing. That's what he's saying.
Dylan just called Joe a hack.
Yeah, that one worked.
You're going to steal.
Oh. There we go. That's the one. I was literally, I put a mic for her, and I'm sitting there just stoned. Right, I forgot where the fuck I put it.
I'm sorry.
Fustuca's back, everybody.
Hey, guys.
We're just talking about babies. We have some milk. Want to drink some milk?
No.
Has everyone else been drinking it?
Is it all gone?
It's all gone, dude.
Yeah. We drank it.
You all drank it?
Give me 5 minutes. I'll get her some more, though.
Oh, all right. Fucking savages.
It's a comeback. 5 minutes.
Dude, let me ask you a question really
Kelly
quick.
Kelly just walked in the room. It took a while.
Do you regret, honest to God, to God, I know what you're going to say, Paul.
No one's going
to
say they regret their kids, Bobby.
Do you regret drinking that milk?
Do you regret having kids at all? I'm talking just a minute, oh my God, in the back of your brain. When you buy yourself, is there a little part of you that's like, fuck, at all? Or does that all go away when you have the kid?
Dude. But it's like I want to kill this motherfucker in the back of my mind, but you're not going to fucking do it. Not the kid, but just like
he does regret it.
A random person, sometimes you go, I would kill him in the back of your mind, but you would never do it. But there's been times, especially when he was younger, like, God, I didn't want it. There's been times, yeah.
So you admit it.
Yeah.
There was times you're like, fuck it, I didn't want it, and I got it. You had to deal with it.
Yeah.
You had to overcome this. So I might.
But it only lasts a second, though. It's not one of those things.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's like when, you know, when someone old in your family is going to die, for a second you go, doesn't he have a watch? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you're like, fuck that, fuck that, fuck that. But, right. but you're still thinking about that watch. And then later you're
like, I wonder if he's going to leave the house to me.
Yeah.
Luke.
Yeah, like a month later, it's like, yeah, did he have a watch?
Yeah.
Like over the house going through his shit. I thought there was a watch.
Grandma, I'm so sorry, but did Peepaw have that watch in his dresser? I just looked in his dresser.
Hey, Paul, was there ever a moment when you was about to have the second one? You went, what did I just do?
Yeah, because the first one, we finally got a hold of it. We you know, he was in daycare.
Everybody
says we started sleeping. We had a schedule. And then all of a sudden, my wife was pregnant with my daughter. And then that just, like, it's the hardest fucking thing, man. Yeah, it was fucking nuts.
And now everybody says that. Everybody says, fuck two.
Yeah, two is the hardest thing I've ever done.
Everybody says fuck two.
Except for The Godfather, part two. I could argue that. Really, father and son.
Kelly,
at the same
are you
age.
Pregnant?
Yeah, no, but you kind of have one because everyone I know that's an only child grew up to be a weirdo.
I'm an only child.
Yeah, exactly.
When you see
Kelly's back. Kelly's back. Kelly's back.
Kelly's back.
No, no, we're talking about your back. There's a lot of skin hanging from it.
Jesus.
I mean, I loved it.
What did you say? I missed it.
She doesn't have headphones.
I don't have headphones.
Soda just Verzied his water. Earlier, Verzi spit out milk on his...
Oh, wait, is that what a Verzi is? I thought a Verzi was talking like you're black. We got to choose one. It's not spitting it out.
Oh, shit, son.
Oh, shit, Peepaw.
It could also be coming in your own face.
You fast cowboy.
A lot of Verzi.
He's so good.
Soda's water is opaque. Just wanted to use the word opaque. Sorry, everybody.
Opaque.
Kelly, how was Australia?
It was great. It was really good.
Are you glad to be back?
Not when it's minus 10 outside. Oh, well, what's that for you guys? 30 something? I don't know.
Get out. Get out right now. Go back to your fucking country.
My accent's really thick at the moment. I'm talking really fast.
Goofy fucking temperatures.
It's really cold.
She hasn't been here in a month.
I know.
And you guys haven't even fucking. I mean, literally, you went, hey. And you started attacking.
What the fuck? That was the biggest fake, like, happiness ever. We're like, hey, Kelly's back. Oh, show's over.
Apparently, I put the handbrake on everything, so anyway.
No, you didn't.
Oh, shit.
I'm glad that Kelly's back.
Thank
Kelly's
you.
Kelly's back.
I'm glad that she's back. There's a lot of fans that are glad you're back, too.
I have presents for you guys.
You got what?
I got presents.
Well, give them after Harris and Paul leave.
Because you don't have them for them.
I want to enjoy my present.
You could just spit in Harris's hand and fucking have Paul come in his own face.
Yeah, and just...
Oh, man.
And let Dylan fuck you in the ass because he's never done that.
Wow. Hey.
Oof.
And you're married, Dylan.
I am married.
And you're married.
Yeah.
7 years. And you're not.
I'm married.
You're married, too. That was a fucking stereotype assumption.
Yeah. Did you just assume he wasn't married?
You're black.
You've been black to prison.
Jesus, Bobby.
How long you been married, Dylan?
7 years.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Shit, 10. Dude. You're 10 years. Yeah, I worked with...
like that. Harris isn't even just newly married. He's been married the whole time you've known him.
Oh,
I think he's been married
a
month. You're not married, right?
Do you think he looks like Morgan Freeman? Does anybody get that joke?
No. Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't get it.
Someone called Bill Russell.
Man, you know what? Some people write about comedy and some people do it.
Yeah,
I forgot you were married for 10 years. That's a long time. Yeah, tie that bandana to fucking Dylan's mic.
What is that? What is this bandana?
That's a bomb bandana.
Oh, is it? You know what?
Aw,
thanks, guys.
What?
People don't talk about the regrets that you have with your girl.
That's Kelly's.
What?
What's going to happen is this. Like, and this is something that you didn't touch on yet.
Yeah, buddy.
If you see your son or your daughter...
Yeah, I'm having a boy.
And you're having a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats, man.
Thank
that's
you,
the
buddy.
Shit, dude. So...
Yo, son, that's the best, son.
Son.
Your boys is...
Yo, you banging out them boys, son.
Yeah, I can't...
For real, though?
That's
for real, though?
Yo, man, I
just... That's the shit.
Let me finish this story. I jizzed on my own face.
Yo, for real, though?
I said, that's the shit, kid. What the fuck?
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
That nigga got me funny.
I knew the N-word was coming.
Thank you.
No, no, get the boys the shit.
What were you saying?
What I was saying was, what's going to happen is when you feel like you can't handle it,
yeah,
and you're really fucking scared and you're thinking about your life, you're going to be...
Have a new one.
That was fucking hilarious.
Just the two of us.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Lewis just peaked.
I'm leaving, guys.
That's the high water mark for Lewis.
Holy hell.
That was good, man.
Shit. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your rap.
You can't...
when you think you can't handle the truth. I back you up, and I'm here for my son.
Just the two of us.
Yo.
We can cast us in the sky.
I'm here for my son.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead. So, yeah, when you can't handle it.
When you can't handle it, you can't leave your, you can't leave your girl.
Just that sentence. Like, he's trying to talk like a white guy now. I
like
love it.
If you really just feel like you're fucking, the walls are coming in, you could norm it with a girl, you could leave.
When the walls are coming in and the clouds are going strong and your son
you
ain't
gotta
looking
believe
like he
something.
Ain't gonna make it long.
I
you
love
gotta
that.
Believe.
You think I'm meant just to hurt two of us. You think I'm meant to hurt you? He's still doing LL. Girl, you think I'm meant to hurt you?
Oh, shit. That's
hilarious.
When the, all right,
when the walls close in.
When the walls close in and the lights go down and your son looks up and begins to frown. You're hold that child as tight as you can.
Kind of nice, Bobby.
Thank you, man. I'll take a compliment from you. That's yeah, good, because you're from Brooklyn.
Yeah, because I don't know how to rap word for shit.
Listen, so go ahead. Finish it, Paul. Wrap that up, man. You want to go head-to-head with
Harris? You can't
wrap
it up, because you
no,
won't
what
shut the fuck up.
You want to go ahead?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't, yeah. You can't
next
just...
Next on the mic. Next to... Yo, check it. Check it. Next on the mic, we got from Westchester, Kisco Lake, motherfucker in the house.
No, you can't leave.
You can't leave.
I just can't leave.
You
like,
can't
if it's just
leave.
Your girl and you're like, fuck this. You can't. You're stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck.
I think he forgot his point he was trying to make.
No, that's my point. Up. My point is when you...
You mean the point Dylan made around 20 minutes ago? You can't leave. We all went, oh, I
no,
can't.
No. I'm not saying that.
He means in a larger sense. You can't just leave
your
life.
Did you burn
your
hands?
Like...
I thought you had bandages on.
Swabs the whole time.
It's in the same way, right? Yes, it's easier... When it's just the two of you, you can leave your...
Just the two of us.
You can leave your girl...
Right.
But
you
can
leave
your entire
Louis C.K.
family.
We're doing a Louis C.K.
You
bit.
Can't leave.
Are your kids assholes too?
hang on.
This is a famous Louis C.K. bit.
If you leave your girl and you don't have a kid, you're fine. You're scot-free. It's done. But if you leave her and your son is there, your son is fucked up.
Well, yeah. He becomes me.
You can't handle the
He'll
life.
Suck your dick? What were you going to say?
He won't suck your dick. He becomes me, but he won't suck your dick. Don't you say that. Okay, I'll suck your dick.
So you'll put up with more.
Yeah,
to
look,
make
man,
right,
I,
you know?
I'm look. I have no intentions on leaving my chick at all. I mean, I'm. This is what scares me is that I'm not scared. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what's freaking me out. That I'm and what happened? All this anxiety starting to build up to where, oh my God, like everything's about to change.
Yeah.
In a dramatic way in my life, I'm the last vacation I went on. That's it. I'm not going on vacation, I don't think, unless the kid's coming for a long time, for years. I mean, me and my wife were in the ocean.
You
we
can't
took
take
naps.
A vacation with you and your kid?
It probably. It,
but yeah. To be the freedom you have when it's right. Just you and your right. Wife
yeah.
Is way different.
No, and a right. Vacation would suck with the kid.
Yeah, but she's going to like it. It's family and all this. And like, ugh.
Look, man, I can't wait. I saw her, this is going to sound fucking, I don't give a shit. It's going to sound faggish as how corny as all hell.
I want to suck Louis' dick.
I want to get seesawed. I want to get butt fucked by some strapping Italian man. Guys,
dude, this is going to sound faggy, but I want two dicks in my mouth at once.
Dude, this is going to sound really faggy. Could you all come in that cup and let me drink it?
I want to drink cum milk, dude.
See how Paul feels when he was trying to get his lyrics out?
Yeah, but
we didn't even let him get 12 bars.
Here's the thing: he keeps trying. I just stop.
Paul just kept on doing the bridge over and over again. When the walls are closing in,
and your son's smiling down,
Bobby, I have a question for you.
And you turn that smile into a frown.
No,
what's up?
Put,
oh,
no,
shit, go.
Do you plan on? You're very into it. I think that's very cool. Do you plan on watching when she gives birth? Do you plan on watching from
the eagle's nest?
Yeah.
No. My girl's doctor made me.
Well,
my,
I think you should.
My girl tried to make me.
She
too,
made me. She
and
said,
I pushed
you know
her
why?
Out the way.
Why? Because she wanted me to, because Beatrice was in labor for 24 hours.
Yeah, go
okay?
Ahead.
And
I'm not doing it, but go ahead. Nobody makes me.
Louis, finish your sentence. So, no, she did. And she wanted me, she was getting really tired and exhausted. Mm-hmm. So the doctor wanted me to encourage her to push.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was up here, you know, by her head, like looking down, being like, all right, this is cool. And the doctor said, come here, tell her what you see. And I had a
go over and be like, oh my God, kill it.
You're splitting, it's splitting your vagina. Pussy is so ugly.
Oh, gross. But no, you don't, because let me tell you something, Bobby, you don't watch it. I'm going to tell you right now, watch it.
No.
Because it'll, dude, I'm telling you right now, it's not disgusting, fuck. Dude. It's not. It's actually
Bobby,
fucking.
Bobby, that's his point of view. It was disgusting.
No, it's beautiful, dude.
Then a bucket of blood comes out.
Hang on one
after.
Second. Hold on.
That's a placenta.
I know.
Ignorant.
But I used the word blood to make it sound more disgusting.
Oh, you can't describe piss for me, but you can describe fucking the placenta.
I just told you what it looked
that
like.
That makes no placenta.
Yeah, I liked it. No, fuck that.
Fuck you.
I like that.
No. You can't just decide that you like it. You gotta laugh at it.
No, we all
laugh. Kelly laughs at everything.
That
doesn't count. She's
just on a plane for 3 days. She's stir crazy.
I, for one, missed Kelly a lot.
I am half asleep, but it was funny.
Kelly's like,
hey, it should be daytime right now. You know, it's just sort of cute. I like it. Pressurized. I like it. 3 days.
The delivery.
They might as well have taken her out of a fucking tank that you put people this is but
you know what was the best part? Is his hands went up like he just got a touchdown.
I was pretty
excited
about
happy. Listen,
and delivery was a bit of a pun there too.
I'm not gonna watch it, and my wife doesn't want me seeing it either, because she's like, I really don't, and I'm like, good, I agree with you, and we're gonna tell the doctors I don't want to see it. Okay, I'm not into all that shit. I'm gonna be in there with her. I'm gonna hold her hand. I'm gonna be north of the border.
That's where I was.
And if the doctor says I need, if they go, you have to hold this leg up, I'm gonna go, no, you need to fucking get an assistant.
No, but hold on, dude. What if your girl is in labor for 24 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
My girl's not gonna have that. It's gonna be normal.
My
pregnancy.
Girl's pussy is huge, dude.
Is it?
Now it is.
You get hammered.
It goes down.
Good crossover plug.
No, dude. But what if the doctor says, like, she wanted me to encourage her to push?
And yeah, I get it.
By the way, when I said to her, I could see his head, I could see the hair. She it did. You saw something fucking like come on her face. Like she started really working that much harder, dude. Yeah. You're to be
lie
to just
her.
Not
you could have lied to her.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's his face.
It looks like Pinky in the Brain.
You can lie to her. You can say I can see the head.
You aren't just. I mean, I watched it both times.
Yeah.
You weren't like super just curious to see
a head.
I'm
come
super
out
not curious because wow. I'm not
he's bi-curious.
No, I'm not. I don't want that guy who wants to watch a beheading either. Just
faces of death.
I don't want to watch that, but.
I'm not into it. I'm not. I don't want to be.
Well, that's a way big fucking range.
I don't want to.
I know.
I know it's not.
You don't
want to
watch
eyes.
Your baby being born. No, I don't want to watch my baby being born, and I don't want to watch someone's head cut off
because it makes the same sound.
I don't remember any sounds.
I don't want to be
tons of blood.
I don't want to be desensitized
exactly.
to my
Big
wife's pussy.
Bucket of blood.
I don't want to. I don't want to look at it in a fucked up way.
Okay.
I don't want. I like. Yeah, I like my.
I'm
like
not going to my
pussy.
Son's birthday party, and I'm not going to a dog fight.
Yeah, like you're a lot of things don't affect you. I
didn't
and it's
see
weird
mine.
Because I thought I you know it's so, I know Dylan. But I didn't know you had that weird side to you too, like the sexual freaky side.
I mean, who doesn't? I mean, anybody here? I mean,
Paul doesn't.
This guy's very repressed. I gotta say. I mean,
whoa,
his life.
What does that word mean? I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Yo, drop a beat, son. Drop a beat.
Yo, he's trying to battle rap. Yo, he's trying to battle rap with me. Oh,
Dylan, what you be saying to me? Fuck you up. 1, 2, 3.
He's not repressed. He's just a nice guy.
First, you look really sad. When he said that,
what do you mean?
You're like this. What do you mean?
I mean, just
you look down.
Like when the fact that like a drop of your own cum almost like ruined your fucking life.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
so
and
weird.
That Chinese lady's fucking business.
Yeah,
like I have to clean all day now because of you.
Like, no, I'm into
I
my
don't
shit.
Know where I go.
I have my like
you
weird...
broke my little kitten with the hand to go up and down.
I don't know. You get all over bookcase.
Bookcase.
You come on, fig fish tank.
You said you have your things. You ever had a woman's foot in your mouth?
What?
No. What?
That's fucking weird.
Listen, Harris is a fucking
dude,
weirdo.
That's weird.
He's off. You're off the charts, so, dude.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Hang on. Shut up. Go ahead.
I got a question. All the things Harris is talking about are all pretty commonplace.
Exactly.
Porn.
Yeah.
Porn things.
Yeah. Not
so
my
which,
porn.
Which leads me to. it's like not even like fetish porn though. Like
yeah, foot fetish is absolutely a fucking
fetish.
No,
I know, but like
absolutely 100%.
But like if
it's
you
a fetish.
If you watch even slightly mainstream porn, like yeah. the things he's describing
spitting
like,
in the mouth
I don't,
is not a mainstream
I've never
porn.
Watched
yes,
a porn
is.
Scene where
it's
a guy
not, it's not.
I've watched a lot
is.
Of porn. Nobody's spitting in the mouth.
Yes,
spitting
is.
On a
yes,
dick. Spitting on a dick. In the mouth. No, spitting
spitting in the mouth
from one girl's mouth into the other girl's mouth is common.
Listen to me. Absolutely right. Most porn, okay, it's titty, it's licking the pussy, sucking the dick, and then yeah. we fuck regular yeah. and then doggy. Watch yeah. most porn. Statistically,
come on the face.
Yeah. That's yeah. what it is. And then the money shot.
Yeah.
People don't spit in each other's mouths. Yeah. That's a specific fetish of porn.
Yeah.
And foot fetish is a total.
Oh, yeah.
They don't suck on feet in every porn.
Fuck
absolutely
yeah.
not.
I'm not saying yeah. in every porn. I'm saying.
Yeah.
In every porn you watch.
Saying, not even in a. Not even
Shut
in a. And half porn.
Enough yeah. people
it's
like
a very
feet.
Small percentage.
Oh yeah,
enough, a lot of people like
a very small percentage.
I'm just saying, nothing Harris has said so far has like blown my mind.
Yeah, yeah. because you're a weirdo too that I'm discovering. You're not Dylan from Laughspin. You're Dylan.
Oh, he's from Laughspin.
Yeah.
Oh hey, what's up?
Hey. Can I show you the new demo we have for the hammer fisting pilot?
Real quick, I want to say that Dylan does have your new podcast that came out.
We do. We have the Laugh Spin podcast.
What is it called?
The Laugh Spin podcast.
And
wait, one more time.
Where can you find it?
It's on iTunes. It's on SoundCloud. And it's on Stitcher.
And what's the network that it's on?
AllThingsComedy.com, which Bill Burr and Al Madrigal launched.
Thank you for coming to Radcast with your podcast.
Sure.
Appreciate that.
Sure. They came to me.
Who's the one who initially told you to do a podcast?
Robert Kelly.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Anyway, so
that loser?
No, I'm glad. You should check it out. Laughspin.com.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly, I even forget the name.
Punchline Magazine. It used
Punchline
to be
Magazine, right?
Yeah.
Laughspin.com, formerly Punchline Magazine. But now you have a podcast, which kind of wraps up the week.
Yeah, it's like a 30 to 40 minute comedy news wrap up. We do
right.
Audio clips and run, you know, talk about what's going on in the comedy world.
I love it. I love it. Because you know why? I love those sites like Laugh Button, Laugh Spin, even Cringe Humor. Cringe Humor has a podcast, but not a, you know, half hour wrap up of what the fuck went on in comedy this week, whether it be whose new album came out or, you know, controversy or whatever the fuck happened mm-hmm. in comedy. I love that you do that. I'm going to definitely start checking that
Thank
out.
You.
You guys should too.
Appreciate it.
Kelly, I just want to get back to Kelly real quick. You were gone for a month.
Yeah.
Now you flew in today, 14 yeah. hours.
No.
How long?
Like 25.
And boy, are the flaps under her arms tired.
Oh boy.
I
yeah.
liked it.
That was yeah,
good.
It was good.
That was good.
It was good. I was, yeah.
But now you came right to the fucking show.
I know. I went home and had a shower.
Oh, you washed your pussy?
Yeah.
Okay. Did any sand come out of it or some brown recluse spiders?
Oh, no. I bought you guys gifts. That's how you repay me?
All right, let's have the gifts. Bring out the, break them out.
Are you going to die?
Who didn't get a gift
it's
here?
It's the head of a koala. Never wrong an Australian.
I was
I'll bring back the head of an Aborigine. Put it on a spike. Oh, no, baby of a villain.
I don't know where that voice turned into, but
I was Skyping with her.
Oh, this is the best.
Awful.
This is the best.
I am sorry.
This is great.
Her father's in the background. He comes like in the doorway. And I go, hey, dad. And this guy, if he's ever a goddamn Australian, exactly what you think, just way too nice. Hello, mate. All right, mate.
Hi.
Just lies in the bed. Hey, who's that now?
Is it Lord of Dare?
just a nice, hello, all right, now. You take care of my little girl. How you look? She's pretty, isn't she? Oh, lovely girl. All right.
Why is your dad trying to get Bobby to fuck you? Well, I want to know.
Show him your tits, Kelly. Show him your tits. She's ripe for breeding right now.
That's my girl.
She's got some ovaries that are plump full of little babies.
That's funny. That was a gift I gave you.
What do you have?
So the first one, this is for Dan.
Wait, go to the most unimportant person to you first.
This is for Dan.
First time I've ever laughed at Kelly.
Pretty good.
Tell people what it is.
I got Dan a gold ashtray or bronze ashtray.
Wow. Well, thank you, Kelly.
It's for your dad's ashes.
Did you say gold?
It's not know. Bronze,
gold.
Whatever. But throw it to him. Maybe it'll cut him.
You bought me a fucking honky tonk bar.
Yeah,
that's
look
nice,
at that.
Man.
That's nice. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought it was just one of those ones that you get like they're just plain gold, and you're just like, oh, did you steal this from a bowling alley? But it's actually engraved.
Why is the Eiffel Tower on it?
Because they stole it.
That's a Melbourne Tower.
Melbourne.
All right, who's next?
Thank you,
next
Kelly.
Is, oh, that's okay, is Joe List.
Oh, second closest. Oh,
wow. I'm sorry, everybody else. I'm sorry, Lewis. Everybody else. Joe has an option. He can either get the pen with nail clippers.
Ooh, that's practical.
Give me the second
one. There's an aborigine.
There's an abo face on this. Look at that.
Wow. There's an aborigine on the ashtray. Yeah, so I gave it to Lewis because he's
dude, it's so politically incorrect. I love it. Or a bottle opener. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, I better go with the pen, the old pen and nail clippers.
You want the pen and nail clippers?
Yeah, I'll take the pen and nail clippers.
Yeah.
Right, here you go. There you go.
You're drinking, Joe.
Things have changed, Kelly.
Really?
Oh,
good
it's a
for
keychain.
You.
You didn't tell me it was a keychain. This is exciting. Well,
and
I am a
then,
writer.
And then for Lewis, we got a kangaroo with boxing gloves.
Aww.
On it.
That actually,
I like that.
Yeah, that one,
should, yeah.
Why did you get a way more thoughtful gift than us?
Because
no, you got a bottle
a baby.
Opener.
Wait, you know what, Bobby? That's what I missed, dude. I miss getting gifts from me. Everyone's like, oh, I got you something. Here's something for your fucking kid. I had nothing.
Lewis,
I'm
J. Gomez.
This. Fuck my kid.
Dad of the year. He's already winning it. He's like, what's up with my kid getting all the attention?
My dog's just going to tear this apart in an hour.
And then for Bobby, we've got a koala.
Aww.
It has the same body as Bobby.
If you squeeze one of his paws, you're going to get a nice little surprise. The other one. Yeah, squeeze the other one.
You know what, dude?
Wasn't it working? Or what about the other paw?
It's broken.
What if one of Paul's raps come out?
Is that their national anthem?
The band played Waltz in the
Cover. It's a new pop song in Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also got... Hey.
No, I'm kidding. Give me that.
And I also got Bobby some homemade prosciutto that my dad made.
Oh, what?
Oh, Bobby! Shit.
Oh,
shit.
Dude. There's titty milk. It's a horrible ball.
Call 911.
Hold on. Tell the audience what just happened.
Yeah, you do it, Joe.
Dan
titty milk
dumb
on
soda
ball.
Just threw Bobby's gift and fucking titty milk went all
give
over.
Titty
just,
there's paper towels
sorry,
underneath
Paul.
There.
That's my cue. Do you want this?
Why, you gonna throw those jeans
how
away?
How about we use this?
You gonna throw those jeans away?
Don't use that. There's paper towels. Dylan, what are you going to use my fucking bandana?
I was trying to act quickly.
Well, he's not bleeding. He doesn't need a fucking tourniquet.
It was on his phone. I would be freaking out.
Oh, did you get on your phone, Paul?
Yeah, on the back. On the back. On the back.
Sprint, you spilled titty milk.
You moved from the prosciutto, and I fucking pump fake.
Well, you really think I'm going to focus on you?
I know you did. Well, you should
probably meat from another country.
Your dad made that?
Yeah.
He cures meat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's been hanging in the garage for a while.
It's called charcuterie.
You lucky
it's called
yow.
Lost Hikers in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. But I also got some candy as well for the rest of you.
He's like, you know, you shouldn't have came on my land. That's a hiker that got lost.
You like my daughter?
Yeah, that's Kelly's ex-boyfriend. We've been curing him in the garage for over a year.
That's my dad. No.
I get a pee. Is that okay?
Yeah.
No, you hold it.
You sit there and you fucking hold
it. Put
it
in a glass and let everyone drink it. Is that what you guys have been doing? No? Should I get a bandana? Fuck
Kelly,
you.
Kelly, so welcome back.
You son
we had
of a
people
bitch,
that, we had three people that missed you.
Three people. I did get a few nice messages, and then I got a fucking son of a bitch message, like, on my Facebook. Well, it's just, like, on my Facebook, like, everyone's like, see you later, bye. Like, my dad liked the status, and this asshole comes in, and he's like, well, I hope you don't come back to the podcast, because it's so much better without you.
That was jealous.
I don't
know.
What? Like, my dad reads that, you fucking dumb wigger. Like, he's in his dumb hat.
Oh, whoa, Paul's
you know,
a wigger. Calm down with that word.
Kelly, what did
I
they say?
I hate your kind.
Say W word.
He's like, I hope you don't come back to the podcast, because it's better without you.
Oof. I haven't heard that word.
And his picture,
years.
Like, he looks like a fucking idiot. So you lose. Like, I suck a dick.
Oh, wow.
I was, it's just you look at someone's picture, like, you're like, yeah, you're a hero.
I would like to let everybody know here that Dylan from Laughspin, who's peeing right now, has been fucking tweeting for the last few minutes.
What?
Yeah, Comedy Central has joined forces with SiriusXM. Eddie Murphy discovers Chris Rock's animation. The BBC seeks comedy scripts for sitcoms and sketches.
Maybe someone
he's
else
been tweeting this. Maybe
I thought you were gonna say he was tweeting like hanging out with a bunch of assholes.
Yeah. No,
this guy's freaking out about tit milk.
Yeah, he's actually not even tweeting about us. He's just tweeting about other people.
I don't think he's tweeted once since. Maybe he's tweeting right now in the bathroom. He's like, I gotta get these off. Just fucking this podcast is going 9 hours.
Oh, the guy I yelled at last week, Joe.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Joe Ho. Remember last week on the podcast? Yeah, you guys don't remember. Does anybody listen
I remember.
To these?
Bobby,
hey, you
I
got
remember.
A name, dude? You got a name for your
yeah,
son?
Yeah, oh, me.
You know what, dude?
Robert Kelly.
Rottweiler, yeah.
Rottweiler.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Okay.
But I kind of do, yeah.
I thought you had a name.
I do, but I don't want to say it on the podcast, you fucking moron.
Yeah, I know what it is.
It's dead!
We're working. I mean, we were lucky with that. Right out the gate, I think we have pretty much the name. We didn't go through it. Yeah, because what happens is you tell somebody the name and they go, oh, you can't name it that. Oh, you tell somebody that, well, they named it that. So every name you come up with, everybody's got an excuse of why you shouldn't name your kid that.
The kid's name is Gnome SD Kelly.
We saw you. Were you
that was good.
Tweeting
that
wasn't bad. While you were here?
What do you mean?
Exactly what he just said.
I tweeted before we started.
We have 4 minutes. Laugh Spin, Comedy Central, and Sirius. Is that you?
No. You know what?
Murphy discovered Chris Rock.
It must be an automatic. I have. What is it? Hootsuite.
Oh yeah.
Hootsuite.
Come on.
Oh, what's Hootsuite?
I don't know. It automatically tweets for you.
Oh, I didn't know. All right, that's
Sorry.
Good.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Just trying to take my ashtray.
Being cool. I was playing with it. I was touching it.
No, he wasn't. He was just going to steal it. I saw the look in his eyes.
Fidgety guy.
What are you doing, Paul?
Thinking about taking up smoking.
Making sure his phone's still working. I've got breast milk all over it.
You got to go?
No.
Looking up how to get breast milk. Now he's on board. Now Paul's committed.
I just want to let you guys know, I have the recording of this shut off around 48 minutes ago.
Mm. Are you
no,
serious?
It didn't. No, I'm kidding. Fucking
Harris was going to leave.
You
like,
think I
would
have fucking went through the fucking fat jokes that just happened? Anyways, I think we're wrapped, man. I think we're done.
Kelly, you got any of that licorice?
No, I've got like some candy in there if you guys want to have some that I bought for you guys. I didn't buy red licorice for you guys. But yeah, I got
the koala.
Yeah.
Can I get a koala, please?
And I've also got the cherry ripes there. They're really good too.
What's
a
cherry ripe?
It's cherry with chocolate on it. It's really good.
Good.
What is it?
Dude. You've got to like cut it really fine because if you don't cut
Thank
it fine,
you, Kelly.
It's really salty.
Oh man, these are good.
Yeah. Kelly's trying to turn me on right now.
What?
With that talk.
Oh, cherry ripes.
With my meat talk. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to cut it real fine.
Cherry
baby.
Ripes suck.
Cherry ripes.
It's the worst candy I've ever had in my entire life.
That's the best. How
the
dare
big
you?
Cherry taste, huh?
God, son of a
Fuck
bitches.
These koalas are fucking legit.
It's made from breast.
Is that all you
chocolate?
Brought back was three koalas?
Huh?
Just three of these?
I got the carrots.
Well, she brought 100, but she ate them on the plane.
She really did 24 hours? No. Just in the fucking back?
I had one of those moments.
Last row and coach just fucking swatting.
This is really good. All right.
I had one of those moments on the plane where they're like, is there a doctor in the house? We need a doctor to come and report, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'll never be able to officially stand up and help if some shit goes down.
I would have said
plane.
I was a doctor.
Like, if they're like, can we tell
some jokes? Are you working a bit out?
No. Wow. I'm like,
let's just try to work a bit.
No,
she's
no.
Like, you guys haven't been on a plane.
You guys are all fucking eating. No one's talking. Someone's going to take over. What's
That's all like, I
got
a single liver.
Soda heard no less, so we assumed it was a bit you were running.
Boom. Good to have you back, Kelly. Thanks for the ashtray.
I'm glad to be back. Yeah. These sons of bitches.
Those koalas
fucking
are good.
Stink.
Fuck yeah, those koalas are good.
Yeah, and then fucking last week, Giannis was like, hey, I gave Kelly her first chance on stage ever in New York City. And I'm like, I love you, Giannis, but no, you did not. I've been living in the city for 18 months before Giannis gave me
his
spot.
80 months?
Does it bother you?
18?
Does it bother you that there's a black guy in your seat?
No, not at all.
Oh, she likes it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, Dom.
He's apologizing.
Not
this week,
I'm sorry,
dude.
Man.
This is fucking MLK week, dude.
Yeah. All
right. You rose the Parks
that
shit.
You want.
He's translating.
You Rosa Parks that shit.
Translate.
You Rosa Parks that shit all day, son.
Give me some beats.
All day, son.
Yo, 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 yo. Peep this.
For real? All right, for real.
Yo,
yo. My man. MLK week.
You turn my mic up.
All right.
Do you guys hear that Jerry Seinfeld is collaborating with Wale, a hip hop artist?
Are you reading your own tweets right now?
No, but since we're talking about do you think that's fucked up that Jerry Seinfeld's doing a hip hop album? It's true. I'm not.
He's not doing a whole album, is he?
He's collaborating with.
I'm eating chocolate. I don't
like
know
TJ Miller.
What? Tell jokes over Dre beats.
I don't know.
Have you been to Frank Pepe's?
Have I ever been to Frank Pepe's? What kind of weird off
the mic? There's like dead silence. He goes, "Hey,
he just brought up a." I'm just stuffing my fat face.
No, that's why I was bringing it up.
You ever been to Frank Pepe's?
Bobby, you probably
Kelly,
been to every restaurant.
Kelly, you ever got Korean barbecue?
No.
Oh, <God. laughs> There's like guys like, well, you know, it's really interesting. Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld is collaborating on. Hey, Kelly, you ever had salted pork?
We were wife saying I'm bored with this conversation.
We were talking about rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you eat pizza, do you eat the crust?
Yeah, we were. Not you. Not you, him. I actually met with the production company today about a show. The pilot was shooting in a couple weeks.
Fancy.
Which might kill me.
Oh,
what's
shit.
It called?
It's called Walking Up a Flight of Stairs.
Yes!
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Doesn't need a fucking pepper. Yes! Relax, we got it.
I was happy. He's depressed.
It was pretty easy.
Oh, shit, dude.
I've never been happier.
Dan Soder's Joe List Jimmy Hart this week.
Come on, baby. Go over to the scene, Joe List. Come on, baby. Bring up his weight. Yeah, well, we got to eat. It's a food show. So we gotta eat.
Oh, man.
Is that what it's called? We gotta eat.
Well, I'm getting nervous, man. It's
Who's we?
Me and Sherrod Small are doing the pilot together. And
I love his work on the electric company.
We gotta eat.
Watch now.
We're going to have...
It's a good show.
Yeah, we're getting two TVs in my house. One for the kid and one for me. Yeah, it's a food show. So we're going to eat. And there's some competition to it. Not like Man versus Food, where he has to, you know, finish to get a T-shirt.
Kill himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty crazy. It's not that. You can actually give up. Yeah. You can tap out. It's like the UFC instead of boxing. Boxing is you have to get knocked the fuck out to, you know, you can't just give up, really. It's frowned upon. In UFC, you get to tap out, and it's not. The same thing. We get to tap out and say, fuck it. But I'm a little nervous, you know what I mean? Because I've been trying to go to boxing again, trying to get my shit together because I want to be healthy for this kid. Because, you know, I'm going to be running around. There's a lot of shit, not immediately, but around a year in, you know.
Do you just have a heart attack in the middle of that sentence? What was that?
I don't think this food show is a good idea, Bob.
I think of the breast milk and those cherry poppers that she gave me. I'm dying. I'm allergic to something.
It's like Pop Rocks and
the
soda.
The back of my throat is closing up. Oh, if I fucking keel over because your wife's breast.
You can actually get AIDS from breast milk, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yes, you can.
It's got to be blood, dude.
No, it doesn't. No, you can get AIDS from breast milk, 100%. Blood.
What are you?
What the fuck?
Why would you tell
man?
That to Versey?
And she has AIDS.
Hey, guys.
Dude,
so
I'm not joking, dude.
We're going down with this shit.
You didn't bring her test?
I don't want fucking any of your anything in me.
AIDS doesn't that
dude,
bad
it's
got to
be blood, dude.
Dylan,
you're going to get it from breast milk.
Is there fucking, are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know.
AIDS, not Ebola.
That sounds about right.
Whatever, dude. Magic Johnson, what's up?
I'm going to need to see a blood test from Beatrice, or I'm not going to sleep. Ugh. I'm kidding, I know.
If I get fucking AIDS from this dickhead.
He's all, listen, it lays dormant, and then I'll just pop off on that ass.
You can also get it from almond milk, so there's no way to tell.
Dude, that was a pretty funny tweet. Somebody tweeted that Dan Soder's impression of me sounds like...
Beerus DeMarlo. Yeah, they nailed it.
That was good.
Bobby just took another sip of water.
You're not, mate?
Ah, man.
Bobby, did you get what's sad? Going? You look sad.
Yeah, I just don't want to catch anything for shits and giggles.
You feel nauseous?
For a bit that didn't even work that well.
Yeah, it didn't even work.
Dude, I literally could watch Verzi come unglued every day, and it would make me happy.
That should be Verzi's show. Verzi coming unglued over normal everyday things.
And at the end of it, he raps it at the end of the show.
That's how the show goes out, with a rap.
He comes unglued over normal things, like coming in your face, finding out you may have just got AIDS. You know,
Every day. Shit.
Whatever,
thank you,
dude.
Joe. Thank you.
I'm on the streets.
Someone come in your face? I came like, what happened?
He came on his own face.
He came in your own face?
No,
did it go in your mouth?
Once. Massage and shit shut up once. And a couple drops.
Did it go in your like eyes or
no,
in your mouth?
No.
What are you complaining about then?
You make it rain, come in the...
Fine.
And it dropped on your face.
So sensitive.
Huh?
Nothing.
Dan, stop mouthing stuff with your mouth is behind a microphone. Nobody can see you, idiot.
Yeah. And nobody
looks
can
like
see.
My face is moving.
It's fucking. Are you gonna have more people on the next one?
San Fran, baby.
49ers in the Super Bowl.
I so want you to fail.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want that's you.
Really he's going through.
I don't like Kelly's little fucking hype man. Yeah.
This is all I want for you, Dan.
Is Dan on the 49ers now?
No, because
I am.
Everything
you didn't hear? I up.
Dan has not had. Everything goes Dan's way for the last year and a half.
For the last year, the first 28 were real stinker. So I'm having a good year. Bobby doesn't like it.
I have 12, not just me. Not just me.
Because then everyone can go the whole, fuck themselves. Because I have 28 shitty ones.
Now all your friends. This is what we want. We want you to fail. We want it all ripped away from you. And then we want it given right back to you. We just want to see.
No, that second part's not true. I want dumpster, sad. Joe, can I stay on your couch for a while? That's what I want.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm
like this, maybe.
Fuck all of you.
49ers. You think they're going to win?
I hope they win.
They're going to win.
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
I hope they win. I hope
and
they win.
I picked them to win it before the season and against the Ravens.
Paul did.
Right?
Paul walked up to me, I think in August, and he was like, I got your Niners winning the Super
He's
Bowl.
He's like, yo, I got your Niners winning the Super Bowl.
February's a different month. Yo, hit me with a
different
drop beat.
I think the Toronto Blue Jays is going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Okay. That bomb bandana was
Wow.
Look how bored Dylan is on the show.
That's all yours. Tie that around that stinker.
Wow.
Dylan's actually on his phone. Who are you texting?
I'm not texting anybody. I'm looking to see
who the Toronto Blue Jays are.
AIDS milk?
AIDS. No. I'm looking at. I mean, if I tell you, it's pretty boring.
Go ahead.
I'm looking to see.
It can't be as boring as this podcast.
I'm seeing.
No, that's
you're actually looking something up that's boring.
I'm not looking anything up. I'm just checking my emails and I'm seeing there's pingbacks to Laughspit.
Pingbacks?
What's that?
Like when he's at, when
are
people,
those, are those black
this
people
is
in Australia?
When you know something's boring. Just admit that you got bored. Stop trying to back out of it. You got bored and you went into your emails.
But he's bored with your bitching at him. Look, he just started going right back to his email.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking, all right, let's
I
end
apologize.
This. You should apologize. You're a cocksucker for doing that. I hate when people do that.
Sorry.
It bugs the fuck out of me.
Sorry.
Well, have some fucking dignity.
I'm sorry. I got so bored I was reading my ashtray.
nothing bugs me more when I look down and see one of you faggots on your cell phone.
Oh, bro,
come on.
So Bobby, we talked about that word.
Hot F.
We don't say that.
One of you assholes?
No.
Dick winks?
There you go.
AIDS carriers?
It really does bug me.
Why can't he say faggot?
It was a joke, dude. It was that. That was the actual joke. Hey, and then I brought it back.
Right. Vince is coming out screwed.
I say faggot all the time.
Look, he's back on his phone.
Well,
you know what we'll do? We'll do a half hour with you next time, and then you can leave. How's that?
That sounds great.
That sounds great.
He perks up. He's like, yeah, thank you.
You know, I have, you know.
Yeah, I do too, cocksucker. This isn't my life.
I have two.
What do you think? I don't have shit to do?
No.
I'll look at my email while we're in the middle of your conversation. I'll look down.
You left the show and talked and
I was fixing the show, dickwad.
Guys.
Wow.
What?
It's good to be back, everybody.
I'm not looking just because he's fucking runs last spin doesn't mean I don't let him get away with
Bobby,
what I wouldn't let you get away with.
Screwing this up for me.
Yeah, do you get away with whatever you want to get away with? Don't listen to him.
Yeah, go on hammer fisting.
Go 49ers.
All right, listen, we're gonna wrap this up.
You said that five times.
Harris, I know. Well, somebody brought up.
We better wrap it up. We have AIDS now.
Yeah.
Harris, where are you gonna be, buddy?
Shit.
All right. Dan, where are you going to be? Let's start with the most famous in the room. Go ahead, Dan.
Bobby. I will be at Stress Factory on Tuesday, February 12th.
What are you doing there?
Oh, I know I'm
doing the college night there, I believe.
It's plunging toilets.
That's great.
I know where I'm going to be at now. I had to think about it.
Go ahead, Harris.
I'm going to be in Laugh House in Philadelphia this weekend.
Saturday. Well, that's not going to count.
Okay. It comes out Monday. So I'll be at the Stress Factory February 12th and Levity Live February 20th.
Okay, great.
Hopefully it's Louis J. Gomez.
Amsterdam, 21st, 22nd.
Yeah, get me on that.
What's that?
I'll be in Amsterdam February 21st.
We have 22nd. Actually had a fan come down to, he's in Albany now just for school, but there's a bunch of fans in Amsterdam, to be honest with you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we have, not a bunch, I would say like 20.
Okay.
But that's a lot for fucking me, dude. They had a dude that was in town in Albany this weekend came to my show. Okay. So there's some people that will come and see you from this. Go ahead, Joe.
You can just follow me on Twitter, Joe List Comedy. Album, iTunes.
What's the album?
So Far No Good.
How's it going?
Never better.
Is it going good? Is it selling?
I got it. I don't know. Every once in a while I get a
that
check.
Means no. He doesn't get any emails or checks.
No, I get checks every once in a while. I got a check for $189 recently.
That's great.
That's like 15 albums.
Mm.
It's fucking certified crayon.
Took him $1,300 to produce.
What do you got, Vers?
This weekend I'll be doing spots at Stand Up New York and The Stand.
That's great. What's your website?
PaulVerzi.com.
Twitter?
Yep, at PaulVerzi.
ThatCrazyNigga.com.
What do you got? What do you got? What's your Twitter? You on Twitter?
Yeah, at HarrisStanton.com.
Okay. You got a website?
No, Facebook. Yes, sir. I'm working on my website.
You're working? You
ThatCrazyNigga.org.
No, the guy I paid to do it.
Yeah. I just couldn't picture you working on a website.
Oh, no. You shouldn't.
He's got, reading glasses on. He's looking at the screen.
FTP space. 1, 2,
putting in
semicolon.
Code. This is very somber plugs we're doing here.
Yeah, well, this is depressing.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you roll through them very quickly, and people don't get them. And we're doing it a little different now.
Well, you got fans in Amsterdam. It's the bounce, because there's a couple.
I've done there. That.
Yeah.
I did that with Patrice and Keith Robinson. And they didn't want me to do it, the guy.
because he wanted black guys.
Regilio.
Yeah, Regilio. Exactly. He didn't want me to do it. They were like, Bobby can do it. He plays black clubs all the time. I did the Boston all the time. And I went up and I fucking annihilated. Patrice went up first, killed it. And then I went up. They put me in the middle. So fuck you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I went up and annihilated. And just Keith was so fucked up because he had a headline. And he was shadow boxing while I was like, you know what I mean? Come on, motherfucker, I'll do this. I'll do this.
You stink, Bobby. Yeah, you're bothering me. Why are you doing
Patrice
such a good job up there?
They're literally chanting my name. We want more. I swear to God, yeah. We want more.
Was it a Dutch accent?
Patrice grabs me and he goes, sir, this way, sir. And he pushed fucking Keith like, literally pushed him up against the wall. Like, get out of the way. Robert, down here to your dressing room. We have a car waiting. It's fucking stupid. Hilarious. The Bounce is funny, man. That's a killer show.
It's fun.
They have an intermission, which was weird, though, right?
Yeah. Well, England do, too. They have intermissions.
Fucking weird.
And anyway, show as well.
Get more drinks.
Dylan, what do you got?
You guys should just go to laughspin.com. You could follow us on Twitter at laughspin.com.
Laughspin.com.
They're going to have a great article about me in the next month.
Indeed.
Are they really?
Yeah, I've been writing it while you were you were accusing me of checking my emails and writing the story.
Real ass dude, Louis J. Gomez.
The lead is, it's a gray night outside, and Louis J. Gomez ascends the stairs to dominate a podcast. Sweating and shadow boxing, as he always does when he walks.
Printed.
He already said shadow boxing, that's why you
didn't get
away
from that.
That's
why I said it again.
Yeah, he took what I said and made it and brought it back.
Yeah.
I really do hate when people...
I apologize, Robert.
Wow. AIDS just made it weird.
Who did?
AIDS did. When you mentioned AIDS, this room got weird.
Look, man.
It's good to have you back, Kelly.
Look, I'm not a Zoom morning show where I'm going to talk behind his back when he leaves. He's a friend of mine. I'll tell him right
AIDS
here.
AIDS or HIV?
HIV. It's not
that's not bad.
Do you understand?
I get hives all the time.
You understand this way this works? You know who gets hives? Dan.
You get hives.
Yeah, you do. You get
blotchy.
You get blotchy. It's hives. You get blotchy when you get angry and nervous.
Different.
Do you really get blotchy?
Yeah, he gets blotchy.
Oh.
His neck, his fucking cheeks.
I get blotchy.
It's very blotchy when he gets angry.
I get blotchy.
We're all laughing at him out front. This lady threw chocolate at him downstairs at the cellar.
Is that what it was? I thought it was
chocolate.
Cap.
Yeah, because when I went on stage, I found it. And they go, well, I go, what's this? They go, that's what she threw at Dan. I go, if she threw that at me, I would have caught it.
While you were on stage?
Yeah.
What did you say on stage?
Nothing. I was just doing a bit. She was just drunk.
She was drunk.
Oh, I see.
She was
a bitch.
Fucking...
Kelly, what do you got?
I've got the Creek in the Cave the first Saturday every month.
Are you ever going to have a fucking different credit?
Yeah.
Are they going to? Are you going to have a show somewhere
it's
else?
It's not even a stand-up show. It's a variety talent show.
Dude, that's a show.
It's a really good show. It's packed all the time.
Dylan,
can't get a seat.
Do you do
Fuck
stuff
you.
On new comics?
Yeah.
Like not good comics?
Jesus Christ.
I'm kidding.
I mean, we don't, it's...
Take the amulet of hope.
I'm relatively speaking, I mean, we don't cover like completely...
You don't have to answer.
No, she's good. I mean, do you ever do stuff on comics that like are
that don't get laughs?
That are coming up that you won't hear about for the next... Not like in you know this is the
years.
Next motherfucker, but Kelly is coming up now. Do you ever do stuff like that?
Yeah.
No?
I've been away. I've got stuff booked this week, but I've been away to have booked stuff. So
you just said, nah.
Well, I mean, there's like, you know, how many hundreds of those are there? I mean,
thousands.
Not to be a, you know, a jerk, but
how many hundreds of talentless comedians? A lot.
None of them sound like me.
All right, you guys are fucking great.
Really? I don't get to plug anything, you cunt.
I did.
I'm just kidding.
You weren't working. You were going to hit that fucking
button,
dude.
Button,
I'm not
going to
hit
the button.
Dude, if you were funny, you'd hit the button right now anyway.
If you have any questions or constructive criticism or suggestions for the YKWD podcast, please send them to ykwd@riotcast.com. Those emails go directly to us. We look at them all. So if you have some titty pics of your wife or girlfriend or pictures of your own vagina, please send them to ykwd@riotcast.com. We look at them all. We take all your suggestions to heart. And we try to implement them. Not really, but we do like the emails. So any guest suggestions, anybody you want to see on the show, all that shit. YKWD@riotcast.com. Make sure you support our sponsors, Amazon and Gamefly. Amazon, go to riotcast.com, click on the You Know What Dude podcast page. There's an Amazon link. Click on it. Buy what you're going to buy. Clothes, groceries, hovercraft, electronics, whatever the fuck you're going to get, get it through that link. You're getting us money, you're getting Amazon money, and you're saving money and getting the shit you need. So make sure you use the Amazon link on the You Know What Dude podcast site on riotcast.com. And if you're a video game guy, go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Join through that link. You're going to get 2 weeks free. It's saving a lot of money. And then you can fucking cancel if you want. Or you can stay on, which you should, and get games sent to your house. You don't have to go buy them and spend the $60 and find out the game stinks. Get it through Gamefly first. Check it out. And if you like it, you can buy it through Gamefly. It's an easy, really easy, great way to play video games and not spend $1 million a month, because new games come out every month. Before you know it, you spent fucking $300 and two of the games stink. Or you already blew through them already. It's done. If you're a story mode asshole and you don't play multiplayer. So go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up for a couple weeks. Check it out. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. Gamefly.com/YKWD. If you're a fan of YKWD podcast, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go right now and download, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, the free Riotcast app. And if you don't, just go to riotcast.com or go to Stitcher and check it out if you have an Android phone. And I want you to check out all the other shows. My Wife Hates Me, Jim Florentine's Comedy Mental Midgets, Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve, The Glory Hole with Rob Sprantz, Comedy Cellar, Live from the Table, The Bailey J Show with Matt, The Davey Mack Sports Program, Why You Suck in Bed, Mad Scientist Party Hour, The Jersey Jerks, and The Hammer Fisting MMA Podcast. It's free. It's hours and hours and hours of entertainment for nothing. That's what we give you at Riotcast. So go and support the other shows. Tell your friends about it. Spread the word. This is the fucking most amazing podcast network. So if you love my show, go support the other shows. Okay? Go and check them out. Riotcast.com app for iPhone and iPad. Android is coming soon. Get Stitcher if you have an Android phone. Or just go to Riotcast.com. And go to iTunes. Subscribe to my show and the other shows and leave a review. You don't understand that this shit's free, and that helps a lot. Okay, you keep us in the top 100, maybe get us to the top 20. I don't know, maybe the top 10, and that's when other people see that and they check out the show and it feeds itself. That's how that works. So please review iTunes and make sure you subscribe. Spread the word. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. You are so beautiful to me.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.